furniture, television sets, into moving vans, pickup trucks. Everyone wants to get out of town before the water rises.
At least 13 deaths are linked to the weather. As the Democratic Party wrestles with what to do about the invalidated primaries in two states, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are sparring over the Michigan vote. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Right, Nick. Candidate Clinton is pressuring the Michigan Democratic Party to hold another primary or count the votes from the earlier balloting. A new Michigan vote could be crucial in her close race with Barack Obama.
If Democrats send the message that we don't care about your votes, I'm sure John McCain and the Republicans would be happy to have them.
The Obama campaign has raised questions about a Michigan primary rerun. January Democratic primaries in Michigan and Florida, won by Clinton, were disqualified by the National Party because the states broke the rules on election dates, Nick.
And Peter, USA Today says a group of individuals with deep pockets is offering to bankroll a revote in Michigan. One potential problem, every member of the group has ties to Clinton. As the Iraq War enters its sixth year, those who've served pause to remember a comrade.
They toasted their friend and heard from 21-year-old Corporal Brian Chevalier's mom.
She loves every one of us, and she's proud of us.
And then they headed to a karaoke bar to celebrate his life.
Rest in peace, Chevy.
These young soldiers were seniors in high school when the U.S. invaded Iraq. Their comrades, they say, are what's most important to them. Sergeant Kyle Lund.
We all felt obligated to his mother and each other to bring everyone home. And in that aspect, we all felt in a way that we failed.
Chevy was killed by a roadside bomb in Iraq a year ago. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Tacoma, Washington.
And a hearty thank you, all you boys.
Well, they have plenty on their plates, the women of the sandwich generation, balancing the needs of their kids and their aging parents. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. And Steve, how are they faring?
Well, they're stressed, Nick. Women between 35 and 54 with a lot to handle.
We have a group of women who are having children late, and at the same time, because we're living longer, they're having the responsibility for taking care of older adults.
And Pat Voland of the New York Academy of Medicine says they often go it alone, not knowing where to turn for help. Over the next 12 years, some estimate 70,000 new social workers will be needed to ease the burden on families caught in the middle with kids and aging parents. Nick?
It is an ambitious goal with a very big payday. $10 million to the first team that can produce a 100-mile-per-gallon car. Here's CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett.
Here's the challenge.
Atomic batteries to power.
Build a car that gets 100 miles per gallon, and you may drive home with $10 million. So far, 5 dozen teams have their eyes on the Automotive X Prize. Americans buy more trucks than cars, but USA Today says that trend may be changing. Cars totaled 47% of what came off the lot last month. You might eventually drive Subaru's electric R1E. It's at the New York Auto Show.
You can charge this car overnight. You can get 50-mile range, and the charge costs around $2.
Dave Barrett, CBS News, New York.
Well, while you were sawing Z's, spring arrives. That was according to the calendar and the clock. But scientists say that climate change has nudged Mother Nature into the new season earlier every year. In fact, satellites that measure when the land turns green show the change has happened north of the Mason-Dixon line 8 hours earlier every year on average since 1982. Time on the roundups, 4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter backing off plans to switch to paper ballot elections this November. That's opening up the possibility that many Colorado voters could cast their ballots on the state's once discredited voting machines. Ritter's decision comes in the face of opposition to paper ballots from many county clerks and Secretary of State Republican Mike Kaufman. Meanwhile, a plan to kick Colorado's education into the 21st century was introduced at the state capitol. Legislative leaders and Governor Ritter introducing a bold plan to discourage kids from dropping out.
The bill puts every student on a track to a post-secondary education if that's their chosen path. And it encourages school districts to develop more than one path, but multiple pathways to college and to career.
The Colorado Achievement Plan for Kids has multiple sponsors on both sides of the aisle. And more than $20 million in tax refunds have gone unclaimed by nearly 23,000 Coloradans who didn't file federal income tax returns for 2004. The Internal Revenue Service says about half of those people would get more than $500, but they have to file an 04 return no later than April 15th to collect that loot. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And traffic is light this morning as we get this Thursday going. No problems to report on 36, 225, or 76. There's a hit-and-run accident investigation. Should be wrapped up shortly on the ramp from Colorado to I-25. Security wait time.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-433-5915.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-433-5915. 1-800-433-5915. That's 1-800-433-5915.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-881-8696. For your free tape, call 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-335-1958. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
To be supervising.
Yep, so golfing's not going to happen. All right, 303-713-7600, lot to talk about today. We're going to have Ishmael Reed back again at 7 to talk to him about race relations in lieu of Barack Obama's speech and about black and white being disconnected. So we're going to get into that. And I found something amazing yesterday, absolutely amazing. And I wrote about it on my blog. At jmarvinblog.com, I think is what it is, that I got out of work here at about, what time do we leave? About 11, I guess, 11:30? Somewhere around in that area? Anyway, so I got in my car, and I thought, it's the five-year anniversary of Iraq. I'll hit the dial, and I'll see what the right-wing yackers, what they're talking about. And the ones that I got, and there's three primary places to go in this town. Not one of them was talking about Iraq. I mean, not anybody. What they were talking about was they were talking about Reverend Wright and Barack Obama. They were not talking about anything about Iraq. They had nothing to say about the president's speech in defense of Iraq. They had not a damn thing to say about it. Now, I understand that to a lot of Americans, Iraq has slipped into the second position behind the economy. And if you look at the subjects, the Reverend Wright subject is a lot sexier than talking about Iraq. But the administration's positions yesterday on Iraq were unbelievable, including Dick Cheney's, who, when questioned by Martha Raddatz of ABC, when she said, well, a considerable amount of Americans think that the war is wrong, Dick Cheney's reaction was, so? Here, check this out.
2/3 of Americans say it's not worth fighting.
So?
2/3 of Americans say it's not worth fighting. Dick Cheney's answer was, so? So, in other words, it doesn't make any difference what you think or what I think or what anybody else thinks. It only matters what Dick Cheney thinks. By the way, and if I can find this story, which I think speaks volumes. Yeah, here it is. This speaks volumes about this administration. Ask about 2/3 of Americans' opposition to the war, Cheney said so. And how did Dick Cheney celebrate 5 years of war in Iraq? He went fishing on the Oman Sultan's yacht. That's what he did to celebrate 5 years of us being in Iraq. He went fishing on the Sultan of Oman's yacht. Now, I'm not here at 6:13, 13 minutes after 6, to gin up indignation, to gin up outrage, to get people mad, but I find it amazing that this guy is so callous that he went fishing in the waters between Oman and Iran, borrowing the Sultan of Oman's 60-foot royal yacht. A Cheney spokeswoman told the Associated Press that the vice president, his wife Lynn, and daughter Liz, a former State Department official who is traveling with her father as a private citizen, headed out under sunny skies into the Gulf of Oman on Kingfish 1, owned by the Sultan Qaboos bin Saeed. So, while our citizens were in Iraq, and maybe your sons or daughters were in Iraq, Dick Cheney was out fishing. Plus, George W. Bush is still insisting that this war was worth it. His popularity in a new poll that's out has hit an all-time low. And I don't know where else to take this other than to tell you that these folks, they're disconnected and they just suffer from the height of arrogance. Then the other thing I caught yesterday was Mr. Limbaugh, who I very rarely ever listen to because I find it extremely hard to take serious a man that's been married 3 times. Had a drug problem, and makes the most outrageous, I mean, just over-the-top statements, and thrives off divisiveness and, well, you know what he's about. And what I can't figure out is, with everything that's going on in this country, the economy going south, Iraq, all the numerous problems that we have, who's listening to this guy and for what reason? But there's a segment of angry white males out there And I got a couple of calls from those folks yesterday that what he says and his rhetoric apparently appeases them and makes them feel good about themselves. Now, Barack Obama is talking about unity of the country. Even Hillary Clinton has gotten into this too. But, well, I've asked this question a million times, and I've asked it of experts, I've asked it of you, I've asked it of my friends, I've asked it of a lot of people. How do you play nice, and how do you act in an above board manner when you face somebody who's not above board? Now, listen to this clip from Limbaugh's show yesterday, in which Limbaugh is talking, obviously, about a Barack Obama and the idea of bringing the country together. Listen to this.
Nora O'Donnell and Laura Schwartz, a Democrat strategist, had this exchange.
This country has got to unite if they want to solve the problems in America. Rather than what Rush Limbaugh said, didn't it, in fact, make him the transcendent candidate, at least play in with the theme that he's been trying to run on?
Absolutely, and that's the key word, Nora. He's transcended race in his candidacy, and he could have really gone the other way today, but he didn't. I think he still transcends race as a candidate. He's not a black candidate. He's an American candidate running for president.
See, this is in their dreams. This is what they're hoping. But frankly, with intellectual candor, I don't know how. Ms. Schwartz, who I like. I like her work on TV. But I don't understand how she doesn't get this. Country has to unite if we want to solve the problems. That's bogus, too. We do not have to unite in order to solve the problem. That's another little liberal trick telling us we conservatives have to compromise and give up on our principles, let them solve problems the way they want to. It's not the way it works.
Now, who's talking that way? I think I've repeatedly talked on this show about the idea that in order to get anything done, we are going to have to compromise and that each side's going to have to give a little bit and that it's going to be painful. But that we need unity. But what is Limbaugh preaching? Limbaugh is preaching that no, we don't need that. What we need is that we need a divided society and that those folks who follow Limbaugh and the water that he carries, that they should be prepared to go to ideological war with the rest of us who don't see things as they see it, and that sitting down at a table and acting like Americans and trying to figure things out, well, that's just too much. You can't do that. Now, I ask you, who's being divisive here? Because somebody always calls up and says, well, you guys call names too, and let me point out so-and-so, and let me point out somebody else. But, look, nobody in any way, shape, or form is going to get 100% of what they want. You can't do it. You can't do it. And it used to be in this country when you had Eisenhower, when you had other presidential leaders, that they understood that we wanted to go from point A to point B, that we wanted to get there through different ways, but that we found ways to work together for the common good. And there are conservative ideas out there that have a lot of merit. There are conservative ideas out there that are worth considering. Even if you don't agree with them, you should hear out what conservatives have to say. Because a lot of what they have to say has a lot of relevance. It just can't be all one way. You need to have balance. All right, anybody want to comment on Limbaugh's comments? And I guess the chief question here is, how do you play nice with people who just don't want to play nice? 303-713-7600. And does that make Obama a naive dreamer? 303-713-7600, when there are hardcore people on both the left and the right who just don't want to work things out. There's no way to get anything done because they won't let it happen. All right, I'll take your calls coming up here. John right now checks traffic.
The highway's in good shape around the city. Speeds are at and above the posted limits. Police, however, still investigating a hit-and-run accident at Colorado Boulevard near I-25. And you want to look out for those usual delays up north near Thornton, seeing speeds in the 20s and 30s on southbound 25 from 104th down to 84th. Other than that, no worries right now. Today's forecast, sunshine and clouds.
I'm on my feet all day. My feet hurt, and I get so tired.
Your problem could be easily solved by changing your shoes. Z-Coil shoes might look like a gimmick, but Z-Coil's coil relieves foot, leg, and back pain by reducing impact to the body. Your Z-Coils are custom fit and adjusted to address your special needs. Call 303-604-6758 for the store nearest you or go to zcoil.com. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
Car says you know how to take care of your ride. So come into Advance Auto Parts. Buy a half gallon of Eagle One Nano Wash and Wax, and we'll throw in a 26-ounce Eagle One all-wheel and tire cleaner for free. Sale ends March 29th. That's it. Pants pressed, shoes shine. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning. Advance Auto Parts. Keep the wheels turning.
621, 21 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I don't have to tell you because you already know that gas prices are headed to all-time highs. And they're already up now across the country, and it's going to hit us too. And who knows if it's going to stop at $4 a gallon. They just don't know. So if you're thinking to yourself, well, listen, my car's sucking down 11, 18, 15 miles to gallon, and I got to do something about it. Well, the place to go is the most unique auto store along the Front Range. It's Rocky's Autos, which has a huge selection of previously owned vehicles. And you'll find just about every make and model you can think of, and everything from gas-efficient vehicles all the way to luxury and exotics. I mean, they have everything that you can think of. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Their matching down incentive is back, which saves you money. And they want to see your trade-in, too, which will also help you out. They're open tonight until 9, because they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., so lighten your wallet and lighten your gas mileage. I mean, give yourself a break. Have more, or get more and spend less, I guess is what I'm trying to say here. Go see Rocky's Autos. They'll definitely work it out with you. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hey, you got springtime on your mind, but you say snow is in the air? Well, that can only mean Easter's coming to Westminster Mall. We're hopping this season now through March 22nd. Ever had your picture taken with that Easter rabbit dude? Well, now's your chance. Easter Sunday, the mall will be closed. But Saturday, March 22nd, join us for our grand Easter egg hunt inside the mall. Just come at 9:15 with an Easter basket and we'll supply the fun. It may be cold outside, but it's Easter inside. Now through March 22nd, only at Westminster Mall. Or the Turnpike and Sherry.
Country has to unite if we want to solve the problems. That's bogus too. We do not have to unite in order to solve the problem. That's another little liberal trick telling us we conservatives have to compromise and give up on our principles, let them solve problems the way they want to. It's not the way it works.
Yeah, I agree with him. I think we're better off in a divided America. Oh! What's the name of this song? I Need a New Drug? Maybe we should send this out to Mr. Limbaugh. I want a new drug. Twenty-five minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Breezy today, high 64, first day of spring. And welcome. Good to have you along here at your conference table of controversial conversation for mature, consenting adults. And also, if you're not an adult, if you're a child like me, that's fine too. All right, let's go to Ralph in Greeley. Ralph, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, listen, I had to call. I like to listen to your program.
rarely call, but I did want to say that your comments concerning Rush Limbaugh were very offensive. Because I listen to him, and I think, as evidenced by the ratings that he has and people like Hannity have and O'Reilly have, you know, what their message is resonates with a lot of people in this country, black and white. If you listen to Rush Limbaugh on a regular basis, you'll find out that a lot of black people, a lot of people of color, Hispanic, black people of different ethnic origins, support what he's saying and what O'Reilly's saying and what Hannity is saying, and they're successful commercially because they have the support, whereas Air America is almost flat on its back, and, you know, you just don't have the airtime. Why? Because what your message doesn't resonate. So that's the first thing. I think that...
Well, can I address the first thing?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Because these guys have substantial amounts of listeners, and even if you took a poll in the United States of America and the majority of the country agreed with them, which polls indicate that the majority of the country does not agree with them, but even if they did, that doesn't ideologically necessarily make them right. I mean, after all, if you look over the history of the country, you'll see that we've had that conventional wisdom about things have been terribly wrong, including probably one of the biggest examples of that. Well, the two biggest examples I can think of would be segregation, and the other one would be the McCarthy period. So it doesn't matter about their ratings. Second of all, as far as Air America goes, and as far as this format goes, there's a couple of things that you need to consider. One, this format is primarily on what is considered to be third-tier AM radio stations. Do you know what a third-tier AM radio station is?
What would you say, third-tier?
Third-tier. Do you know what a third-tier AM radio station is?
Probably has to do with market size. I really don't know.
No. It's usually a station that is under-promoted, usually has signal problems, and usually is under consolidation, is usually the third AM. So you've got that problem across the country. Now, if that's the case, nobody's message, I don't care whose message it is going to resonate or whatever.
Could I say something?
Well, I will in a second. I'll let you say that. If they can't hear you. And I remember the days when Rush Limbaugh was on very small radio stations and nobody heard him.
Okay.
And it took him like 5, 6, 7 years to get where he is. This format is only 2 years old at the most. Okay, go ahead.
Couple things with regard to your comment, segregation and McCarthyism. McCarthyism occurred in the turmoil of the Cold War, and it was built a lot out of fear, and it granted that was an overreaching, but you can't use that as an example, that one isolated example.
Oh, I think you can. I think it's really, really a good example. You know, the war would be another good example. The majority of the country is against that, and in the beginning, the majority of the country was for it.
Okay, over me again. You said it was my turn, and then you just jump right over and stomp right over me. If you want a conservative to call, give me a chance to speak, but you just jumped right over me. You do this. I listen to you talk to all these people that don't agree with you. You do the same thing all the time. Is it my turn? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
Please, give me a few interrupted moments. McCarthyism was an isolated instance. Segregation, actually, if you think back about who actually did more to remove segregation and introduce, to liberate blacks, it was the Republicans with the Reconstruction, after the Civil War. Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, so, you know, you can find isolated instances, but the general trend of things has been, I think, on both sides of the fence where people have done, where both conservatives and liberals have done, like you can point to moments of brilliance and moments of failure on both sides concerning, treatment of the races and also, those activities at the venue of McCarthyism. But finally, one other thing which you didn't mention, you're really dissing Rush because he had a problem with prescription drugs. And, just like before this opening segment, beforehand you're playing, got to get a new drug. I don't know why you do that. That's the reason that conservatives, I think, are suspicious of liberals, because so much of what you do is based upon emotion and not fact. Your turn.
Okay, so in other words, we're going to live by a double standard. In other words, I can't poke fun of Mr. Limbaugh's foibles, but Mr. Limbaugh, of course, can sit on the air and play Barack the Magic Negro and make numerous over-the-top personal attacks towards people and engage in all of that. So we've got a double standard operating there. All right, I'll accept that. And then the other thing is about the civil rights movement and about civil rights in this country. The Republican Party back under Abraham Lincoln was not the Republican Party of today. The Republican Party of today has nothing to do with the Republican Party of Abraham Lincoln. And by the way, when you start talking about civil rights and you start talking about civil rights legislation, it was a Democrat who helped the Republican Party launch its Southern strategy by signing the Voting Rights Act in 1964. And it's no mistake that Ronald Reagan went to Philadelphia, Mississippi, to give his kickoff campaign speech and talked about states' rights, which anybody who lives in the South knows that states' rights is a code word for segregation and discrimination. And most of us know what happened in Philadelphia, Mississippi. Do you know what happened in Philadelphia, Mississippi?
Well, first of all, let me talk to you about states'
rights.
No, I
want you to answer the question, though, because this is important. Do you know what happened in Philadelphia, Mississippi?
Barack just gave a terrible speech.
What?
I said Barack just gave a terrible speech 2 days ago. That's what happened.
In Philadelphia, Mississippi, Barack gave a terrible speech.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He was in Philadelphia.
No, but I'm asking you if you knew what happened in Philadelphia, Mississippi.
I don't know. Three black students were murdered.
There was also one white student in there, too.
All right.
Okay, and they were down there. Why were they down there, and why were they murdered? I'm not getting off the point at all. I'm staying right on the point. Why were they down there, and why were they murdered?
Because they were working for civil rights legislation.
Okay, so my point is that if you had that happen and it was tragic, why would you then, running for the presidency of the United States, why would you then go there and talk about it there? Why would you do it there instead of doing it at some other universally accepted place? Because you're playing the Southern race strategy, that's why. And the whole point of playing the Limbaugh thing is to indicate that Limbaugh, I'm not saying you, but Rush Limbaugh, and maybe you agree with this, is interested in a divisive and divided country because it means profits in his own pocket, as opposed to sitting down like rational human beings and trying to work problems out.
Wait a second. Let me say something. You brought up a point about Reagan going to Philadelphia, Mississippi. Barack Obama gave his speech in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, because it was a political speech and not a civil rights speech. If you wanted to give a civil rights speech, you could have gone anywhere in the country, but he went to Philadelphia because that's where the action is regarding the upcoming primary, the big kahuna over there. So the speech that he gave was couched in political terms and not in civil rights terms. What he said, I think, his delivery is great, his tenor is great, he's great on TV, but when you really look at it, I maintain Barack Obama is an empty suit.
Well, you can maintain anything you want, and I wasn't talking about civil rights. What I was talking primarily about is the idea that you brought up about the Republicans' role in civil rights, and I'm just asking you, if that's the case, why would Ronald Reagan go down there and do that and give a speech at a place where such a shameful thing had happened? Now, whether you think what Barack Obama had to say the other day is genuine, or you think that it's fake, or you think that he's an empty suit, that's fine. You have a right to your opinion. Of course, if you want to play tit for tat, at least Barack Obama understands that Al-Qaeda and the Iranians are not connected. John McCain doesn't understand that because he's made that slip up 3 days in a row. Now, you and I are never going to agree on anything, and that's fine. But you don't want to confront the central premise of the conversation, which is simply this: that Rush Limbaugh and people who follow Rush Limbaugh, and apparently you follow Rush Limbaugh, that you are interested in a divisive, confrontational society as opposed to a society that sits down in a mature way and works out its problems.
I'm not. That's insulting to say that.
Well, I don't care whether it's insulting or not. Listen to what Limbaugh says. It's the truth. Now, do you endorse it or don't you?
Well, you're not saying that. I'm saying that to call me divisive. You don't give me a chance to talk about some of these things.
You've been on for 10 minutes. Do you want to denounce what Mr. Limbaugh has said, or do you want to stand behind it?
No, I've been on for 10 minutes.
Do you want to denounce what he said, or do you want to stand behind it?
I'll tell you, you've been talking for seven.
Okay, you know, I can't. I'm sorry. I mean, you can pull that, and that's like an old trick that I've talked, but what you're really doing here is you don't want any questioning. You just want to make a statement, and I ask you specifically if you agreed with Limbaugh or disagreed, and I couldn't get that kind of answer out of you. Okay? And when most people have a conversation, it goes back and forth. But you guys always whine and complain that you don't get enough time to talk. Well, we've had other callers hang up because you've taken 10 minutes out of the show. 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. John, traffic.
225 really filling up now as folks head in and out of Aurora. Look for speeds in the 20s northbound between Parker Road and Mississippi. It's also slow going for you on the southbound trip beginning at Parker Road down to Yosemite. North of downtown, jammed in southbound 25 at 104th. Eastbound I-270 as well at I-25. And the roads are looking pretty good right now as we're accident and stall free. In the high country, look for small delays on westbound I-70. CDOT doing some quick repairs in the Eisenhower Tunnel. Have some folks waiting to get through already. Today's forecast, mostly sunny skies and temperatures in the lower 60s. Right now it's 35 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Short Line Automotive Group, your pre-owned import superstore. They have hundreds of certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs from Toyota to Mercedes, BMW to Honda. Find it all at shortlineonline.com. That's shortlineonline.com.
It's going to be a unified Democratic Party.
We are here to proclaim, yes, we can.
AM 760.
It could lock up both sides from today on.
Campaign 2008.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM760.net.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Hey, it's Jay Marvin, and we've got a great guest with us today, known as probably the toughest Charlie's Angel, a sultry James Bond girl in A View to a Kill, and most recently, the adorable, quirky Midge on That 70s Show. It's Tanya Roberts. Tanya, what's going on?
Well, you know, I'm developing a cooking show for cable, but what I'm really psyched about is I'm one of the lead designers for Consolidated Resorts, and we've just completed an unbelievable resort in Orlando.
Well, that's definitely a great vacation destination. Tell us more about this resort you're working with.
What we're trying to achieve is that plush, luxurious Four Seasons vibe, and take it even a step further, creating a really intimate boutique resort. And the Regal Palms Resort in Orlando is situated so great, it's right in the middle of all the action and attractions.
Okay, Tanya, now I understand that you've got an amazing offer for my listeners. Go ahead and tell us what it's about.
You got that right. When the guys at Consolidated heard I was doing an interview with you today, they allowed me to give away complimentary three-day two-night mini vacations, and your listeners don't have to pay one dime for it. Oh, I almost forgot. Call right now, and I'll even throw in a pair of tickets to one of Orlando's hottest attractions.
What do my listeners have to do to get one of these Orlando getaways?
All they got to do is grab a pen or a pencil and take down this toll-free number, 888-33-GOLD-FUN. That's 888-33-GOLD-FUN. And we'll give the callers 3 days, two nights, hotel accommodations in Orlando.
Tanya, I want to make sure my listeners get that number. So go ahead and give it out again.
Call 888-33-GOLD-FUN. That's 888-33-GOLD-FUN.
Tanya, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. This offer is absolutely incredible.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on your show, and it was great to talk to you, and maybe we'll catch you down in Orlando.
This promotion sponsored by Villas at Regal Palms.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Breezy, high today, going to be 64, and it's the first day of spring. So that's something to celebrate right there. Okay, let's go to the phones, and we go to Howard in Denver. Howard, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I hope you're having a good day. Hey, Jay, I heard your last caller. You are a very patient man because you are doing things that Rush Limbaugh would not allow to happen on his program. He wouldn't even take a phone call. He said that a lot of black and Latinos listen to Rush Limbaugh and Hannity and O'Reilly. That is, they are adverse to them. I heard one black caller, I listened to Sean Hannity one day. He had five black callers calling out within an hour. They were basically cursing that guy out. Let me tell you, one black caller told Sean Hannity. He told Sean Hannity that he was a bigot and that he should be melted down and poured back into his mother's womb.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh, ain't no black people listening. He said, man, black people, for a fact, I don't know how they do it in other communities, but for me, I can speak for myself, I do not listen to people who make me cringe in my stomach. And if you up there calling me all kind of pejorative terms and trying to use a stealth language to do it with, as if you're speaking over my head and really don't come up to my ankles, no. Black people not listen to those guys other than to get on the line and to tell them the kind of bigots that they think they actually are. It's amazing to me that, like your last caller, those guys need to go and read a couple of books someplace because they are desperately being misled by people who are divisive and they are doing it. Rush Limbaugh really should be fitted for a sheet and a hood. Hey, Jay, you have a good day. Thank
you
very much.
Thanks, Howard. Appreciate it. I don't know about the sheet and hood part, but the guy is definitely interested in divisiveness. Here's Tommy in Longmont. Tommy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I hope you're going to have a great day.
Oh, I think I will. It's the first day of spring. How can it be bad?
Hallelujah. Listen, our friend from Greeley is sorely misled. And, where do you start? Hitler had biggest part of the country behind him as well. We're sadly, but surely slipping into the throes of fascism ourselves with the bailouts that have been going on ever since the Reagan administration. And speaking of Reaganism, we're all suffering from the shadow of Reaganism, just as we all suffered through with the shadow of McCarthyism. Limbaugh, with his drug problems, we've all got problems, but Limbaugh called for the death penalty for drug users.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, he did. Or severe jail time, yeah.
Exactly. And how much time did he spend in jail? And as far as Republicans and Abraham Lincoln will be spinning in his grave if he saw what was being done under the name of Republicanism. At any rate, we can just all do the best we can, hang in there, and realize that the guys like Limbaugh and Hannity and O'Reilly, they've got huge
audiences because of their divisiveness. People love to see a cockfight, you know.
Essentially, though, Limbaugh's numbers have slipped. I think he's down to like 16 million, and at one time he had 20. So he's definitely slipped. And then the other part of it is that it operates on the old theory. Well, there's a couple of things going on here that aids him and also aids Hannity and others. First of all, consolidation and cutting of costs means lack of local programming, which means syndication is easy to run and it's cheaper. The idea that if one thing works and if one thing has success, then everybody else has a tendency to copy that. And so what you've got on the air here across the country is you've got a gazillion copycats, and some of them are not as good as Limbaugh, but they're all on, and somebody, every time you turn around, there's somebody else who's doing it. And a lot of these guys, you know, they're awful. I mean, it's just the only way to put it. I mean, they're just, you know, talk radio, I've talked about this before. Talk radio lacks the diversity to make it truly interesting.
Precisely. You're absolutely right about the money factor being involved. And the best way to deal with this is I dial in Rush every once in a while just to hear what the other side, what the other extremist side is up to, and also to find out who's advertising on his stations, and I boycott them. So the best way to deal with these guys who worship nothing but the dollar is to hit them where it hurts and make a list of the people who have advertised on their stations and just not buy anything from them, and call them up and let them know that you're not buying their product because of where they're advertising.
Well, I'm not so sure I totally agree with that. You know what I do?
Okay.
I tune it in occasionally for a laugh, but I pretty much,
me too,
for the most part, ignore it. Tommy, thank you, man.
My pleasure, Jay.
Okay, we'll talk to you.
Have a great one. God bless you.
Yeah, you too. All right, let's go to David in Colorado Springs. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning,
Jay? Good.
NDA sounds like. Hey, I don't understand why, first of all, anybody that listens to Lush Rim Job, followers. They are followers. I've been using that word for years. It's my opinion. So, here's another one I've used on your show before also. Two wrongs make a righty. That's all there is to it. It's simple as that. Mushroom job.
Not everybody who's conservative, though, is wrong.
Most of the people that I work with are blind followers that listen to him. I mean, they are absolute followers. You cannot argue with them. I've argued with a guy about his drug use. He says it's okay because it's prescription drugs. That's what, just like,
well,
that guy that you had on before that wasted 13 minutes of my time. He, and your time also, by the way, they are blind followers. The whole thing about the prescription drugs, that is their scapegoat for accepted.
Well, there's a lot of abuse of prescription drugs in this country.
It's
and,
so illegal.
And as a matter of fact, they're busting school kids now for bringing prescription drugs to school and either giving them away or selling them.
It's still illegal.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, that's it. I mean, they're followers. I used to listen to him way back, you know, when I was younger, got back in my early 20s. And he used to, as a general rule, he griped about government as a general rule. He was a Republican, but he, you know, he griped about government as a general rule. But now he's just turned into a radical. Everybody that follows him are radical. You can't even talk to these people. You can't even have a conversation with them.
Well, it's hard because they suffer from the angry white man syndrome, which I'm going to get into coming up next hour.
You know, I'll just leave on this note. Everybody I know that listens to Rush are white Christian males, every one of them. I don't know anybody that doesn't listen to him that is not a white Christian male. That is his audience. That is the hatred that he spews, you know, that comes out of his mouth. But,
yeah, and he's also an extremely angry guy. David, thank you, man.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate it. Bye. Thanks. And I used to be angry like that, too. Let me go to Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, go ahead, man. You're on.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You know, one of the things that bothers me is I'm listening to these people that are bashing here. You know, we need to get to a point where everybody accepts that you know, just because somebody listens to Rush or somebody listens to Randy Rhoads or Tom Hartman, they're not idiots because they don't happen to agree with you. The fact of the matter is most of these people that I listen that call in to your show that are on the left, I don't think that they're idiots, but I sure as hell don't think they're any smarter than me. We just have come to different conclusions.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, I think you're 100% correct, but I think the difference is that, at least on my show, I'm not trying to preach divisiveness and that kind of confrontational kind of outlook. I'm trying to preach the idea that rational human beings who disagree can sit down and work things out, and Limbaugh is preaching just the opposite.
Well, and I think that there's some validity to that, Jay, but let's be honest. I mean, I think one of the things that especially Democrats do is, you know, you hear about how Barack Obama can bring the country together. And the fact is unless he's willing to do things differently than what he's talking about on the campaign trail, he's not going to bring a guy like me together with him because he talks nicely. He either has to throw some policy positions my direction, or it doesn't matter how nice he looks or how well he speaks. I'm not going to agree with his policies.
Well, he is throwing policy prescriptions out there, but he's also saying, and he's also talking about the fact that we have to sit down and we have to talk this stuff out and we have to try to work it out as opposed to being divisive. And I just want to say this last thing to you here before I get traffic. You don't do this, so I don't mean the same towards you. But why is it that these guys who call in, why are they always so angry?
Well, I think that you look at, you know what, Jay, it would take me an hour.
All right, call me tomorrow and we'll talk about it tomorrow morning.
All right, sounds good, Jay.
All right, Steve, take care.
All right, bye.
6:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John, with traffic.
Got our first accident of the day, a serious situation south of the tech center, a rollover crash involving multiple vehicles. It's blocking left-hand lanes on southbound I-25 between C-470 and Lincoln Ave. If you're planning on using 25, get off on Lincoln to the south or County Line or Dry Creek to the north. This will also slow down northbound 25 traffic as well, already seeing the delays as you're trying to get into the tech center. That's our only accident around the metro right now, but traffic is thick in those usual spots, southbound 25 at 104th, and again near 58th as well as eastbound 270 at I-76 and 225 in both directions at Parker Road. Today's forecast, sunshine and clouds mixed and pretty warm. Look for a high around 61. Right now it's 34 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The providers at Denver Health's Rocky Mountain Regional Trauma Center care for thousands of severely injured patients each year. Skiers, snowboarders.
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra invites you to the March 22nd Choreographic Fusion Concert with the Lemon Sponge Cake Contemporary Ballet at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Music and movement come together in fascinating ways. Don't miss the free pre-concert lecture, The Conscious Listener Part 3 at 6:30, with Don Campbell, author of The Mozart Effect. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343 extension 2 or visit boulderphil.org. Tickets are $5 for children and students with ID and $10 to $65 for adults.
And nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. Call now for your beautiful free full color catalog. 1-800-400-8565. We ship top quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the hardwood flooring Bob Vila installed in his home. Don't pay too much for hardwood flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now for your free color catalog. 1-800-400-8565. That's 1-800-400-8565.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Do you have enough money to retire comfortably? Chances are you only think you do, because these days people are living longer, and the cost of living is getting higher, and many people are coming up short. At Fisher Investments, we know that often, even those with $500,000 or more in investments can underestimate their needs for retirement. Make sure you have what you need to retire comfortably. Just call 1-800-900-1146. We put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 15-Minute Retirement Plan, How to Avoid Running Out of Money When You Need It Most. This is valuable information you must see if you are planning for retirement. Even if you think you've accumulated enough wealth to retire comfortably, you should call for your free copy of the 15-Minute Retirement Plan. Call 1-800-900-1146. 1-800-900-1146.
I'm a gambler. You'll never see me at a casino, but I'm a gambler. Because my family is living without health insurance.
Don't take this chance. The gamble can be too big. Physicians Mutual Insurance Company can find health insurance to help fit your individual needs at a price that can save you money. Just call 1-800-600-5920 for more information. Don't wait. Call 1-800-600-5920. That's 1-800-600-5920.
With its exclusive Help Me feature, TomTom helps you find emergency assistance at the tap of a finger, no matter where you are. So go with the world's number one selling automotive GPS. TomTom. Go confidently.
Flying from Denver to San Diego? Southwest Airlines can get you to San Diego nonstop starting April 4th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
6:56. 56 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Breezy, high today, 64, first day of spring. Welcome into the first day of spring. All right, we're talking about Rush Limbaugh. We're talking about his divisiveness. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk about race, and we're also going to talk about angry white men. Let me go to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you got about a minute and a half. Take it.
Hey, Rush. I'm sorry, Jay. How you doing? I want to make a comment about Rush. Basically, because, here it is where we have things that goes both, where they want it both ways all the time. And I'll give you an example, because Rush, we're talking about Rush making these racist statements, and Bush and Cheney routinely appear on his show, and nobody's asking for them to separate themselves from him. They're shows that they won't even go to because, you know, they always pander to these hand-picked audiences, and then you can't even get on the airwaves to even dispute anything that they say. And then Bush made an appearance at a university that historically did not accept black students, and then the president...
Yeah, that was Bob Jones.
Bob Jones, that's right, Bob Jones University. And the news media buried the story. They buried it. You know, and they want it both ways. Sean Hannity has the audacity to use Mark Furman as a consultant, and they're talking about when Tookie Williams, when they're talking about the death penalty, and here it is where you have a guy that should be perjured himself. He should be in jail, but yet he's out, and he's looked at like he's some kind of hero. And, you know, he's being used. He has a radio show and a TV show as a consultant. And it's like he had the audacity. It's like all these messages where they just throw these things in front of our face with these double standards. Just like you're talking about with the whole situation about Rush Limbaugh and you
right.
know, him making his racist statement.
I don't mean to do this to you, Jeff, but I got to cut you off because I got to get some news.
Okay.
Thanks, man. And by the way, to Jim and Loveland, yes, I knew Rush Screener Snerdly is black, so I've debated him before on the air, believe it or not. 6:58. More coming up.
Yeah, MSN money in the house. Yeah. Yo, I'm a thousandaire. Did you get that vibe? I straight up roll with the thousandaire tribe. Got chips in the game. I'm no cub. Got a couple thou invested with my investment club. I buy real low. I sell real high. That's what MSN experts are telling me to try. Got solid advice on my 401k. I also play like a player on the market all day. On MSN, I grow my numbers. Got a sweet refi. Yeah, feel my thunder. I can't explain, especially when I know I'm paying capital gains. I'm a thousandaire, did you get that vibe? I'm doubling what I'll be making 9 to 5. I check my stocks on MSN Money. Follow financial trends like a bear follows honey.
That's 1-800-300-5440. 1-800-300-5440.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The price of oil is going down. It's going down.
There is some hope for the first time in a long time that maybe this national trauma
is coming to an end.
Oil has fallen below $100 a barrel for the first time since hitting a record high around 112. It's trading now at $99.88, down more than $2 this morning. Oil analyst Peter Butel says the market seems to be turning.
Demand is dropping, and that may help push prices lower over the immediate term.
But Butel says the pump price of gasoline probably won't go down right away because refineries don't have the capacity to step up production. If it's spring, and it is, spring floods can't be far behind. Rain-swollen rivers are rising from Texas to Pennsylvania, but Missouri has been hit especially hard.
Single mom with two kids. I had 5-6 inches of water in the house. I've got 1 to 2 inches of mud.
CBS's Hari Srinivasan tells us the cresting James River made a mess of a trailer park in Houghtontown, Missouri.
There are several homes that were actually moved downstream. You can also see a tremendous amount of debris, things that were scattered around the mobile home park from people's homes. You can also see the force of the river by these large 10-15-foot logs and timbers that are actually thrown up onto other trees.
Storms and floods this week have killed 13 people. To politics now, the Obama campaign has been going over a treasure trove of new information about Hillary Clinton's time as First Lady. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer. Peter, what are they making of it?
Quite a back and forth here. The Obama side, Frank, contends the volumes of scheduled papers show Hillary Clinton was absent from important foreign policy moments. A CBS News analysis of the 11,000 pages found that after the major early splash on health care reform, Hillary Clinton's policy role was far less visible. The Clinton campaign says the papers show her role as a public servant, and it challenges Barack Obama to release his schedules from his days as an Illinois legislator. And Frank, a new Gallup poll just out shows Clinton with a significant 49-42% lead over Obama.
Republican nominee-in-waiting John McCain would like to see British troops stay longer in Iraq, but he didn't make an issue of that after a London meeting with Prime Minister Gordon Brown.
Having just come from Iraq, I can tell you unequivocally that the situation has improved dramatically over the last year. Al-Qaeda is on the run. They are not defeated.
At a stop in Kabul, Vice President Cheney stepped up pressure on the NATO allies to shoulder more of the load for the war in Afghanistan.
The United States and the other members of the coalition need to have a sufficient force here to be able to ensure security.
A 16-year-old boy in St. Joseph, Missouri, is charged with giving methadone pills to 9 middle school girls. They took ill but are expected to recover. One girl became hysterical and had to be taken away on a stretcher. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Account Temps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Account Temps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full time.
Full time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Your body knows back pain can be a night owl. It likes to stay up late, talking about the things we carried, the chairs we sat in, the shoes we wore. Tylenol PM Rapid Release Gels work with your body to silence the day's aches and pains. They combine the brand of pain reliever doctors recommend most with a sleep aid that, used as directed, is non-habit-forming. Because when you sleep better, you feel better. Feel better. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A proposal to switch to paper ballot elections this year in Colorado apparently is doomed due to a lack of money. Another factor, the recertification of voting machines previously decertified by Republican Secretary of State Mike Kaufman. Still, Kaufman says the return to electronic voting may lead to some serious problems.
Every decision that I've made in this process has gone through the Attorney General's office to make sure that we follow the law and that if, in fact, it were ever challenged, that these decisions are all defensible in court.
This November's election is expected to draw record turnout here in Colorado. State health officials warning residents of Alamosa to stop drinking and cooking with tap water because of a salmonella outbreak. 33 cases confirmed, 46 other reports being investigated in the southern Colorado town.
Amazing how much time is wasted.
Wasted or relished as March Madness kicks off in Denver today with the Pepsi Center hosting 4 opening round games. Fans from across the country are in town spending a lot of money at local businesses. Although some firms actually lose money during this time of year.
You know, informal pools in the office can be great, but they're also distracting. We've all seen that person in the office who's filling out their brackets and requiring the input of everyone around them and overall being pretty disruptive.
Megan McNeely with Robert Half International in Denver says nationwide businesses expect to lose $1.7 billion due to March Madness. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive of traffic.
Problems south of the tech center where two separate accidents caused some big-time delays. Both crashes are on the southbound side of the highway on I-25. One of them's near 470. The other one's south of Lincoln. There are curiosity delays as you are heading north. The rest of metro highways are going to be slow in those usual spots, like westbound 76 approaching 74th up to I-25. 270 in Commerce City is also getting busy as well, especially on the eastbound side, where speeds are going to drop into the 20s and 30s. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you have some film or digital pics you'd like developed? Right now at King Soopers, you can get 4x6 prints for just 10 cents each when you spend $25 and use your Super Card. Get your prints made at King Soopers and save.
Cars are like clothes, and you can tell everything you need to know about a man by the way he dresses. So what does your car say about you? Now, Clean Car says you know how to take care of your ride. So come into Advance Auto Parts. Buy a half gallon of Eagle One Nano Wash and Wax, and we'll throw in a 26-ounce Eagle One all-wheel and tire cleaner for free. Sale ends March 29th. That's it. Pants pressed, shoes shine. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning. Advance Auto Parts. Keep the wheels turning.
There are no dogs in heaven.
How would you know?
And if I know the Bible.
Is there a big sign on this radio station that says proselytizers call here?
Come out, ye
foul demons.
J. Marvin. This is the J. Marvin Show.
J. Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
J. Marvin.
This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Dysfunctional but dynamic. J. Marvin and AM 760 Progressive Talk. 707, 7 minutes after 7. First day of spring, too. Breezy. High today, 64. Good morning. Nice to have you along. We've had this gentleman on so many times that we really should pay him. But if you're thankful for having him on, you can do two things. One, you can pick up his new CD, For All We Know. That's at cdbaby.com. And also, he's got a literary magazine online called Conch, and you can contribute to that as well. Keep that institution alive. I'm talking about the one and only Ishmael Reed, who is just a fantastic essayist, poet, and writer. Wrote one of my favorite books called Japanese by Spring and Reckless Eyeballing, so two of my favorite books. And he's been covering black and white and the African-American experience for years. Ishmael, welcome back for the third time. We should just add you as a regular contributor.
Oh, sure. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good. First of all, your reaction to Barack Obama's speech, what did you think?
Well, I think this should be the first of a series of speeches by the candidates, giving their views on the evangelists who are supporting them. For example, I'd like to hear John McCain discuss his wooing Jerry Falwell, who said that feminist gays and lesbians were responsible for the terrorist attacks in New York, the 9/11. So he can disassociate himself from Reverend Falwell, the late Reverend Falwell. Pat Robertson, for example, who has been very close to John McCain, and John McCain has been wooing that part of the religious right. Pat Robertson made a remarks that were similar about the tragedy that happened in 9/11. I'd like to see a 24-hour news cycle on Joe Scarborough. Perhaps could moderate this, since he's an expert on race, and Tucker Carlson and Pat Buchanan, they could all weigh in on it. Yeah, I would like to see President Bush disassociate himself from remarks made by Billy Graham, the late Billy Graham, the John Meacham, who was the editor of Newsweek, said that Billy Graham looks like what God must look like, blue eyes, etc. Billy Graham said that Jews owned the media, that they were satanic. President Bush said that Billy Graham was the one who persuaded him to become a Christian. So then we would have him denounce and reject Billy Graham. So what I'm saying is that Barack Obama is being held to a double standard. And the media is ignoring that. MSNBC, I've been watching their coverage, and also CNN. CNN, it's been disgraceful because they're only requiring Barack Obama to denounce and reject his pastor and not asking, requiring that John McCain do the same thing.
We've talked, you and I, about this. There truly is a disconnect between the African-American community and the white community in America, isn't there?
Well, you know, I think Maureen Dowd made a very important point yesterday. I thought that this is something that's being overlooked. She said that, and what we have are our wealthy Irish Americans. Let's come down to admit, and they often admit that. We have wealthy Irishmen like, Irish American like James, John, excuse me, Pat Buchanan, Chris Matthews. These people are positioning themselves as spokespersons for Irish Americans. She talked about Reagan Democrats being Irish Americans. That what's happening with Obama is he's not getting the Irish American vote. That's what they mean when they talk about the blue collar vote beginning to veer away from Barack Obama. Well, we've been in dialogue with Irish Americans for 20 years out here in California. We have very, very good ties with the Irish American community. I've gone to events held by Irish American cultural organizations in UC Davis and in San Francisco. And matter of fact, last Sunday, we had a memorial for one of the great Irish American intellectuals, Bob Callahan. He and I have been colleagues for 30 years, and belong to the same organization. Pat Goggins was there of the Irish American Cultural Center, and there was the Irish fiddling, and there are a lot of African Americans who showed up, including Al Young, who's a poet laureate of California. So if there's a conflict, there's been a traditional conflict between the Celtic Americans and African Americans, dating back to maybe the 1700s, but at the same time, some of us have Irish American ancestry. My mother and my grandmother say that they have Irish American ancestry. And Muhammad Ali's great grandfather came from Ireland. He was Irish, a man named Abraham Grady. So if there's a conflict between Irish Americans, as Maureen Dowd is saying in her column, and African Americans, and you know, we faced off in the streets for some of the greatest riots in American history. New Orleans, 1900, Chicago, Philadelphia, New York. You know, we clashed with the incoming Irish American immigrant community, and we were competing with them for jobs. And but at the same time, there's been cooperation. One of the people who really brought civil rights into the 20th century was John F. Kennedy, who was an Irish American president. So it works both ways. But if that's the problem, if the problem is between the African-American community and the Celtic-American community, we can work it out. We don't need Pat Buchanan, who praised Hitler, said he was an extraordinary leader and had courage. I mean, can you imagine, here's Pat Buchanan spending hours on MSNBC talking about race, and here's a man who said that Hitler had a great deal of courage and was an extraordinary leader.
Didn't his father also praised Franco?
Right. Well, Buchanan said this in 1997. I looked it up. It was carried by United States News and World Report. So here's the guy who's talking about Obama and how Obama should distance himself from his pastor. Can you imagine MSNBC giving Minister Louis Farrakhan the same amount of time to make a commentary? Of course, that would be out of order, although Minister Louis Farrakhan apologized for his remarks, performed violin concerto by Mendelssohn with the Open Symphony to say in music what I could not say in words. I mean, that's like Barney, Dick Armey, memorizing the complete works of Oscar Wilde in order to apologize to Barney Frank. No. So.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh so hard, but I can't help it.
So you see how the hypocrisy of these guys, these Irish-American, wealthy Irish-American guys who, like Russell and all of them, who believe that they have some kind of contact with the average Celtic blue-collar person and speak for them. The irony of these guys condemning Barack Obama and insisting that he divorce himself from his pastor when these guys supported Don Imus. They still support Don Imus.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. 7:16, 60 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Ishmael Reed on the line. But if you take all of these media people away and you just talk about white and black America, how disconnected do you think we are? And I know you've written tons of essays on this subject.
Well, I think the school curriculum and the media have a lot to do with it. I mean, the kind of thing we're seeing on CNN and MSNBC is the kind of journalism we've had for 200 years in this country where, yes, there's a racial divide. I would not deny that. I think 83% of white Americans live in exclusive neighborhoods among themselves, which brings up the argument about white separatism. You know, they're always condemning black separatism and, I mean, African Americans and Hispanics and Asian Americans live among themselves. I mean, I live in a pretty diverse block. We have Korean Americans and African Americans and Euro Americans, as you might want to call them, and Hispanics live in the same block. We live in harmony here. The only problem are these gangs. We had a big shootout yesterday. Thought everybody's going to get killed on the block. We have a gang that's occupied the neighborhood for about 4 years, but we're doing our best to get rid of them. But we all live in harmony here, but I think it's whites who seem to be more isolated from other groups than, say, Hispanics, Asian Americans, African Americans. And these are the whites are the ones who need the education and you know to become informed about American history so that they can understand somebody like Elijah Muhammad or Pastor Wright. And if you look at Pastor Wright, you can see the contradictions in. Race in this country. He looks like a white man.
Yeah.
I mean, Wright would be a white man all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, he could, I mean, and what he said was, they're also distorting what he said. I heard Willie Geist is a gossip columnist. I mean, why would somebody like Willie Geist be weighing in about race? And
because that's what the media has become, because that's what it's about, because it's no longer about news. It's now about entertainment and news fused together, and you've got people who are supposed to be delivering the news who are delivering opinion along with the news in the days that a lot of us remember of the Walter Cronkites and the Eric Severides and the others. Those days are, and the Huntley and Brinkley, those days are long gone now. They're long gone. I mean, these people are all agenda-driven, and the trouble is the public can't figure out one way or the other, not because they're stupid, but because of the way things are, they can't make heads nor tails over what they're being given, and you don't know. You don't know who's being straight down the line and who's trying to infuse something into it.
Well, they have Willie Geist said that the pastor said that the 9/11 was an inside job. He didn't say that. You see, I mean, you have to really, we're like in an iron curtain. Well, I wouldn't call it an iron curtain, but it may be a news blackout or something. Because if you look at, I look at something called Mosaic News from the Middle East.
Right.
It's an entirely different picture of the world. You look at the BBC, you see things that are not, I mean, if you go to the BBC, you see African intellectuals and leaders talking about events in their country. We don't get that here in the United States because they don't feel that Africa is important. They might have maybe one correspondent in Africa. Recently they had Jeff Konaji, correspondent for CNN in Africa. It turned out he was making up stories. And they finally fired him because he got into some kind of relationship with a woman or something.
Yeah, some kind of sexual deal, and he disappeared.
But see, Jay, when I call this guy out, he was down in New Orleans talking about mayhem and rape and everything, and David Carr and other people came up from New York Times and others said this wasn't happening. He made it all up. See, nevertheless, CNN kept him on. I remember I called him out. Michelle Martin criticized me. Michelle Martin from ABC News said that I had it all wrong and this guy was right. I said, this guy's a phony. So, I mean, that's their idea of Africa coverage. And when they gave him a send-off, Jay, they showed the highlights of his reporting on Africa. One shot showed him staring at a crocodile, and the other shot showed him grinning at a monkey. I mean, that's their idea of Africa coverage. So, I mean, if the everyday, you know, white person gets it all wrong, he's been kept, they're being kept, he or he or she are being kept in a bubble of ignorance by the school curriculum, by the media. Now, I wanted to get some information on Irish American life. They had something on A&E the other night on history of Irish America, from the immigration to the president. Oh, they emphasized Andrew Jackson. There was not a single Irish American painter or, you know, Gene Kelly or dance or artist or writer like Fitzgerald or Hemingway or, you know, all of whom had Irish ancestry, including Henry James. Henry James' grandfather was Irish. It was all about Andrew Jackson, who was an Indian fighter. It's all about, this man who was sort of like the Himmler to Native American situation, sort of like drew up the final solution for the Native American problem. But there was nothing about, so, I mean, you really have to go out of your way to get information so you can understand why the masses of people are ignorant about where Jay Wright and Elijah Muhammad is coming from. Elijah Muhammad is supposed to be this demon, anti-white. Well, my book will be out later this year, Bigger Than Boxing, about Muhammad Ali. Elijah Muhammad had Jews and whites at his dinner table all the time. I mean, people who were inside the mansion, I've talked to them, who were inside his mansion in Chicago, said that they were shocked that he had whites. And they were having long dinner conversations with whites and Jewish people. And Cup, remember KUP, the broadcast in Chicago?
Oh, Irv Kupcinet.
Yeah, they were close friends.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I know to be true. Yeah.
So when we get us like cartoons of each other, we don't get into the meat and potatoes of our experiences or our histories. So you have to understand where Jay Wright. And what we have here is a generation gap here. We got Barack Obama's generation. I'm writing something about this because there are a couple of the post-race African-American generation first appeared in literature. They had their manifestos. One was written by Trey Ellis, and he works for the, I think he has a blog at the Huntington, what is it, Huffington?
Oh, Huffington Post, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a blog there. His name is Trey Ellis. T-R-E-Y, you ought to get him on, E-L-L-I-S. He's a young man, wrote something called the Black Renaissance Manifesto, where he said that people like me were like, although they were influenced by us, we were old and bitter. You know, I'm old and bitter, and I'm the kind of guy that sees race behind every nook and corner. I'm looking for a race, you know. I'm the kind of guy who reads New York Times. I wrote a play about the pharmaceutical industry's use of Africans and African Americans to test their drugs. Some of their drugs with terrible side effects. But I read the other day in the Times that the guy who promoted Zyprexa, this very dangerous drug that they give to mental patients and which causes weight gain and diabetes and all this, is being promoted the president of Eli Lilly, the drug company. Even though they knew, they're being sued by the state of Alaska. There's also a class action suit against them here. They knew that there were dangerous side effects before they put the thing on the market. And the guy who encouraged them to do this is now becoming president. But it said that Zyprexa was also being used on disruptive children. See, I'm the guy that's so paranoid, I'm saying, well, disruptive children, maybe black children. Barack Obama would give these people the benefit of the doubt. So what we have is a generation gap. We have young people who don't like Barack Obama's. They come out of Harvard. They very well schooled. Some of them have been private schools, prep schools and all those things. this generation has arrived. Nobody's prepared white America for this generation because the image of African Americans is that of gangsters and hip hoppers and what's this guy named? Puffy Combs or whatever this guy
is. Oh, yeah. P. Diddy or Puff Daddy or whatever the hell his name is.
Whatever the guy's name is. I think somebody's saying he's implicated now in Biggie Smalls' murder. So, I mean, you know, welfare mothers, although majority of people on welfare are white, probably Celtic. All these images. So nobody's prepared white America for this generation. They've not. So all of a sudden, here's Obama. Wow, wham. Where do, you know, like you know, some kind of ascendancy from the ether or something. They weren't prepared for this generation's all over. You see them all over television now. See them talking, very articulate. Maybe I shouldn't say articulate, but you know, very well informed. But Trey Ellis wrote about this years ago, saying that they were on the way. So did Terry McMillan. Terry McMillan said that, you know, they weren't so hung up on race as we are, as my generation. You know, I remember the black and white, colored and white signs in the South. I remember that. I still remember one of my earliest experiences was my mother. I recommend everybody read her book. She's 91 years old now. She wrote a book called Black Girl from Tannery Flats, which you get a whole different take. What you get is like the experience of ordinary black people growing up in the South, not Martin Luther King or the great leaders, but ordinary black person, you know, a domestic, working in white households in the South. My mother was very well-dressed, a beautiful woman. We were on Lookout Mountain when I was a kid, and I was drinking out of this fountain, and she came and grabbed me. And she wasn't able to explain to me why I couldn't drink out that fountain, but I found out years later. That there was a apartheid in the South, and that you know, as long as I was living in the South, I would get the inferior goods. Now the South is ahead of the West and in the North in terms of integration. There are probably more elected officials in the South than here in California, black officials in the South than here in California in the North. So I mean, we have a new generation here. They want to depost race, but the racists won't let them. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I knew that would happen to them. I said, okay, you guys are calling us bitter. You're saying we're hostile, we're paranoid, we're angry. You know, I'm still angry. I get angry. I read the New York, I read the papers in the morning. I'm angry all day, Jay. So, I mean, they're saying, you know, get over it. We should get over it. We should move on. That's Barack Obama. They won't let him be post-race. The Clintons won't let him be post-race. You know, the media won't let him be post-race. And that's the problem. But the guy, you got to give him a credit. I mean, I disagree with some of the stuff he said in that speech, but you got to give the guy credit. He's got a lot of guts. Because what I'm afraid of is that these right-wing talk shows and things are building up such a hostility against him. I'm worried that some kind of harm is going to come to him.
Yeah, you're not the first person who said that to me. Yeah, you know, you're not the first person that said it to me. I've heard others say the same thing again. That. I've heard others say, to be point blank, we're looking at, and for those of us that are generational enough to remember it, we're looking at Robert F. Kennedy again.
Right.
And that scares me.
That scares me because and it reminds me of the kind of talk that happened before Malcolm was killed.
Yeah, same thing.
I mean, he was killed. I mean, the talk, the kind of angry talk that
right.
came from Farrakhan and some of these other people created the atmosphere, you know, so that these nuts came out of the woodwork and, like, assassinated him. Malcolm was my friend. He was one of the gentlest persons you want to know. Another guy was just really caricatured by the media. But, I mean, I had some of the great conversations and some of the, you know, he quotes me a lot and I had a lot of good private conversations with Malcolm X. Very, very smart guy, genius. But, you know, this loose talk, you know, in the media and elsewhere, but, and, you know, and the feud that was created between him and Elijah Muhammad and by COINTELPRO and these government agencies, I mean, you know, so I think I'm really worried because I just see the elements of the media just inflaming this situation. And they've been inflaming the situation for 200 years. Why should we be surprised by this? I mean, like Tulsa, Oklahoma, 1921. That was created by inflammatory press, that riot. 300 black people got killed. So I'm very disturbed by that. Although I disagree with some of the stuff he said in his speech, I think he threw black people under the bus in order to get these Reagan Democrat votes. Threw us under the bus.
Well, I wish we could continue to talk about this. I've told you this before. I could have you on for an hour about this and to talk about this stuff. But I thank you for coming on.
Sure, Jake.
And I urge everybody to get your CD For All We Know at cdbaby.com.
May I just make one point about what I disagree with in that speech?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Affirmative action is not a black program, okay? I mean, I know that's the media's spin on it. But if you look at people should go out and read Colorblind by Lydia Chavez, not the labor secretary, but a writer who said that they emphasize race, the right wing, because they need to destroy the program that way. But it's really a gender program. Most of the people who receive benefits from the affirmative action are white women.
All right. Once again, just a real honor and a pleasure to have you on.
Okay, thanks, Jake.
And don't hang up a second. I want to talk to you off the air, so hang on.
Sure.
All right. It's 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. There's Ishmael Reed. Get his CD called For All We Know at cdbaby.com. And pick up any of his books. They're all worth reading, fiction and nonfiction. Here's John with the traffic.
Couple of accidents south of the tech center really messing up the drive. First, a rollover crash southbound 25 just past C-470. All lanes are getting by now. They have removed that, but traffic is still really, really slow. And then you had another crash just south of Lincoln. So that drive is crawling but getting through. Northbound 25 jammed as well as folks slowing down to take a little peek. Southbound delays begin after Dry Creek, and northbound it's slow once you get to Surrey Ridge. Elsewhere, getting the sun glare slowdowns on C-470, 6th Avenue, I-70, and the Boulder Turnpike. It's also thick as usual on southbound 25 north of downtown between 104th and 84th, and now have word of an accident at 88th Avenue, and it also is thick from Park Avenue down to 20th Street once you get downtown. Today's forecast, mostly sunny skies and temperatures in the lower 60s. Tomorrow...
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. 'Cause zero down delivers.
itsmycarnow.com.
The selection is sick, and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for?
itsmycarnow.com.
Credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
It's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered Hydroxytone. It's proven to tighten skin and erase wrinkles and frown lines. Get a risk-free trial of Hydroxytone today and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-8151. 1-800-500-8151. 1-800-500-8151.
7:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's lay down the cards on the table. Let's talk honestly. A lot of people are finding reasons to tighten up and to tighten their belts. And one of the things you can look at is the amount of your gas bill, how much you're paying when you drive your car. Now, one of the newspapers here this morning, and I believe it may be the Denver Post, has a survey up there that talks about, are you driving less because of the spiraling price of gas? And overwhelmingly, people said, yes, we're driving less. Well, if what you're driving does not get sufficient gas mileage, and it's hurting your bank account, I urge you to go to Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos has a large selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles, and one of the things they have is they have gas misers out there. We're talking Volkswagens, Hondas, Toyotas, Nissans, Fords, Chevys. I mean, they have got gas misers. So it'll give your pocketbook a break. Plus, on top of that, they've got their matching down incentive, which also gives you help. And they want to look at your trade-in, which will also give you more help. Over 100 people there, passionate, they work hard, and they're focused on you, the customer, because that's what Rocky's stresses. They're open from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So you got plenty of time to get out there. You can check out the inventory at RockiesAutos.com and pre-qualify for a car loan. I mean, if you need a break gas-wise, MPG, Rockies has got the selection. Or whatever it is you're interested in, Rockies can take care of it. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
If your shocks or struts are worn out, your car won't handle or stop like it should. That's why you need to get to AutoZone and save 20% when you buy four Gabriel Ride Control products. It's a mail-in rebate. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today.
With its exclusive Help Me feature, TomTom helps you find emergency assistance at the tap of a finger, no matter where you are. So go with the world's number one selling automotive GPS, TomTom. Go confidently.
The country is changing, and so are evenings on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Every night, it's Tom Hartman, 7 to 10, Rachel Maddow, 10 to midnight, and Alan Combs, midnight to 3.
Tonight's the night the world begins again.
Thanks to your feedback, Tom Hartman is back, weeknights at 7, on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
After the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you, and we ran a little bit long with Barack Obama, with Ishmael Reed about Barack Obama, and how can you help but not run long with him, because he has so much to say and knows so much about what's going on. And I didn't ask him, which I wanted to ask him. Well, I did ask him, though, and he did kind of talk about this, about the angry white male, which is something that I really want to focus in on. I really want to focus in on this, the fact that the few conservatives, with the exception of Steve in Highlands Ranch, because Steve in Highlands Ranch never gets really angry, but we get a lot of conservatives who call here, more so recently than in the past. I don't know if that has to do with the fact that I'm more accommodating now than I used to be, or if it's there's more heightened interest now in what's being said because of the election and what the country's going through. But they always seem to have the same thing in common, and that is that they get angry. That they're really, really angry, and they feel as if they've been dealt this huge disservice and this huge wrong feeling, or that they've been screwed over somehow. I hate to use that term. Now, I think there's one thing we all have in common here, is we all have in common the idea that the government isn't the most efficient thing going, that we can all find faults with what's going on. For me, I'm just speaking for myself, I object to the fact that the majority of the federal agencies in this government are all staffed with political hacks out of the Bush campaign. Best example I can give is Kevin Martin, who's the chairman of the FCC. What's his qualifications? His qualifications are is that he was down in Florida and that he was a lawyer in that whole tussle over the Florida vote thing. So he ends up being head of the FCC, and he's also got a corporate-friendly background. Now, that organization, that group, that department, that federal agency is supposed to balance things out and, yes, be business friendly, but not at the expense of the consumer. And that hasn't happened. And you have that with a whole line of agencies. And I object to that. I object to the waste in tax money on all kinds of things, including this war. And the belief about government institutions and their ability to function are at an all-time low. Look at the public opinion polls. Congress doesn't do that well. And in some cases, they do worse than the executive branch. But the majority of the callers who call here and I think John would agree with me on this, the majority of the callers who call here, who identify themselves as being progressive and or liberal, or even left of center, they're not angry. But when I get a conservative, and the conservative is usually a white male, they are extremely angry. Now, you could make the case that they get even angrier when I challenge them. And they could make the case that they get angry because they feel they're being treated unfairly on the station. And I'm trying harder than ever not to go down that road. But if you listen to them, they're angry. If you go listen to the other talk stations in town here, those folks are angry. What? You live in the greatest country in the world. What is it that you have to be angry about? What is it that you have to be angry about? Other than the fact, as Ishmael Reed points out, the media fuels the fire. And if you haven't heard the Rush Limbaugh clip that we played between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour, I'll have John play it again. And I really want your comments on this topic about the angry white male. 7:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John checks out traffic.
Dealing with slow traffic on northbound I-25 from Lincoln to C-470. That's all due to an earlier accident in the opposing lanes. Seeing speeds in the teens there, but traffic is moving good now heading south out of the Tech Center. 6th Avenue also really dragging this morning. This from Wadsworth to Federal. Sun glare probably an issue there, as well as affecting folks on eastbound C-470, I-70, the Boulder Turnpike, and 270. Got one crash to tell you about off the highways at Monaco and Alameda. Today's forecast, sunshine and clouds mixed. Should be pretty warm with a high around 61 degrees. Right now it's 35 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The providers at Denver Health's Rocky Mountain Regional Trauma Center care for thousands of severely injured patients each year. Skiers, snowboarders, bikers, and motorcyclists should always wear a helmet. It's the seatbelt for your brain. Denver Health, level one care for all. Visit denverhealth.org.
It's going to be a unified Democratic Party.
We are here to proclaim. Yes, we can!
AM 760.
It could lock up both sides from today on.
Campaign 2008.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM760.net.
StubHub! Concert tickets from rock to Bach. We've got your seats. Top three reasons to buy them at StubHub. Reason one, you decide what's best available. Reason two, there's no two-minute window. Reason three, you won't twist your neck reading squiggly security codes. We don't have them. You'll also find sports and theater seats, interactive seat maps, and Fan Protect Guarantee, which protects you against fraud. You can sell tickets, too. Start your concert experience on a high note. Go to StubHub.com or call 1-866-STUBHUB.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. You probably know the incredible health benefits fish oil has for your heart, skin, joints, even your memory and concentration. But what you may not know is not all fish oils are the same. For years, I've developed my Omega Berry fish oil to be the very best. Its advanced formula has up to 3 times the strength of ordinary fish oil. It's so powerful, the only way I could make it better is to give it away for free. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I believe so strongly in the extra power of my Omega Berry fish oil, I'll give you a free bottle so you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-900-4964. This triple-strength formula also gives you the powerful, energizing antioxidants from berries. And now you can experience the difference yourself, free. Find out how to get your free bottle of Omega Berry fish oil. Call 1-800-900-4964. That's 1-800-900-4964.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
AutoZone.
When it comes to when you should change your oil, it's not how many miles you drive, it's how you drive.
Get in the zone.
At AutoZone, we know that people who drive in stop-and-go traffic or extreme temperatures need to change their oil every 3,000 miles. Now, get 5 quarts of Castro motor oil and a Fram oil filter for just $13.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Don't wait. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
T-Rex. All right, there you go. And we'll play a little bit more T-Rex, too, before the morning's out. Good morning, 7:45, 45 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Breezy high today, 64, first day of spring. J. Marvin along with you. Welcome. Welcome into the first day of spring. Look at it outside. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And it's just one of those days where you just go crazy. It's just so great. Give me that sunshine. All right, we're talking about angry white males. And divisiveness. And what do males, white males, have to be so angry about? 303-713-7600. Here's a good characterization of this. With a clip that we found of Rush Limbaugh, who is not preaching working things out or trying to come to a reasonable decision or even having discussion about something, but who is shopping divisiveness and combativeness and accusing those of us who want to work things out as being less than honest. Check this out.
Nora O'Donnell and Laura Schwartz, a Democrat strategist, had this exchange.
This country has got to unite if they want to solve the problems in America. Rather than what Rush Limbaugh said, didn't it in fact make him the transcendent candidate, at least play in with the theme that he's been trying to run on?
Absolutely, and that's the key word, Nora. He's transcended race in his candidacy, and he could have really gone the other way today, but he didn't. I think he still transcends race as a candidate. He's not a black candidate. He's an American candidate running for president.
See, this is in their dreams. This is what they're hoping. But I frankly, just with intellectual candor, I don't know how. Ms. Schwartz, who I like. I like her work on TV. But I don't understand how she doesn't get this. Country has to unite if we want to solve the problems. That's bogus, too. We do not have to unite in order to solve the problem. That's another little liberal trick telling us we conservatives have to compromise and give up on our principles, let them solve problems the way they want to. It's not the way it works.
All right, there you go. It's a myth we have to unite. John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
I was giving you a call because I've been listening for a couple of days here, and I've been wanting to kind of weigh in on this whole thing because last speaker you had on there that was on there for a little while was talking about how this is, you know, it's a generational thing. And my whole thing here, and a lot of people at work and stuff, like you hear people talking around the water cooler and stuff, you know, here's a preacher that preached for 20 years at this church, preaching to new generations. So this is hatred that's being passed on to another generation. And this is where my complaint is, that most families now, I mean, in the white families, and I know my family is speaking from experience, my family teaches us that everybody's created equal, that, you know, and for the most part, we don't think about the racial issue until the next O.J. Simpson thing happened, or, you know, the Michael Jackson thing happened, or, you know, those type of things. And now here we are in a situation where after a racist preacher gets caught saying these things, he had to respond to it. And all that everybody's talking about is, oh, it's a generational thing. White people don't understand this.
And
here's the difference. Here's the difference, though. Whites are teaching the children to understand that everybody's created equal, but blacks are teaching their children to hate the whites. This is what's getting ridiculous.
All right.
Nobody's even talking about that.
Well,
it's not a generational thing. People are teaching their children.
Okay, first of all, where do we start with this? First of all,
can you deny that?
Yes, I will. Let's, and I'll show you how I'll do it.
Go to a bus stop Right a bus, right RTV.
Well, see, once again, I mean, this is an example of what I'm talking about. I mean, you're real angry about this.
Man. Hey, look, I
yeah, you
I,
are. You I are angry. For, to the, you're angry to the point. You're angry to
my wife.
All right,
wife,
this is what I'm. This is what I'm saying. I mean, you're angry to the point where, like, I can't even respond.
But you're trying to make this argument as a generational thing. You just spoke about it for an hour. It's not a generational thing. There people are teaching their children to view a certain thing. I know how my family was grown up, and that's my point. I don't have a problem with anything. I get along with pretty much everybody. I've never had an issue with that. I voted for Clinton. I voted for Reagan. Me and my wife were going to vote for Obama. This stuff came out, and then all the media is talking about, oh, it's a generational thing, making excuses for hatred toward other races.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Aren't you at all interested in hearing perhaps maybe another interpretation? Are you just stuck on your interpretation?
I'm trying to get my point through because I know how radio talk programs work. I try to make my point, and now I'm gonna shut up and let you talk.
Well, what do you mean you know how they work? I don't.
Well, no, a lot of times when a program has a certain talking point or what they want to get across, they try to pick and choose what you're going to take from personal conversations, and then you cut them off and then make your point. So I'm just trying to say that point.
All right, hang on. Let me do some traffic, and if I got enough time, I'll respond. Hang on. 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John, traffic, how's it rolling?
Well, it's not rolling so good. A few accidents around the metro you'll definitely want to avoid. First, eastbound I-70 at C-470 off the highways. Crashes at Evans and Monaco, and just a little further north at Alameda and Monaco. Look for slow traffic northbound I-25 from Lincoln to C-470. That's all due to an earlier accident. You'll also want to beware on 6th Avenue in Union or near there. We have an accident investigation underway. Looks like a drunk driver sideswiped a few cars before the police actually got to him, and some major car damage up there near 6th and Union. Today's forecast, sunshine and clouds mixed, pretty warm. Look for a high around 61. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, a little bit cooler, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The providers at Denver Health's Rocky Mountain Regional Trauma Center care for thousands of severely injured patients each year. Skiers, snowboarders.
Yo, it's my car now.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's my car now.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers.
It's my car now.com.
The selection is sick and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for?
It's my car now.com.
Hundreds of thousands of people see better, giving them a high quality LASIK experience for dramatically low prices. And our independent surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology that's used throughout the world. But hurry, sale ends March 31st. Call now for your free information kit to answer all your questions about LASIK. Think of how great it would be to finally get LASIK. Now think of yourself getting LASIK for a fraction of the price during their huge anniversary sale. But hurry, sale expires March 31st. For your free information kit, call the LASIK Vision Institute today at 1-800-300-5440. That's 1-800-300-5440. 1-800-300-5440.
Listen to Wealth Preservation Strategies every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. Let John Russell show you how to create infinite wealth. That's every Saturday between 3 and 5 p.m. Wealth Preservation Strategies on AM 760.
Hey, you got springtime on your mind, but you say snow is in the air? Well, that can only mean Easter's coming to Westminster Mall. We're hopping this season now through March 22nd. Ever had your picture taken with that Easter rabbit dude? Well, now's your chance. Easter Sunday, the mall will be closed. But Saturday, March 22nd, join us for our grand Easter egg hunt inside the mall. Just come at 9:15 with an Easter basket and we'll supply the fun. It may be cold outside, but it's Easter inside. Now through March 22nd, only at Westminster Mall. Hold the Turnpike and share it.
And the name of the place is Westminster Mall. Oh, dear.
Honey, have you been up all night?
There's so much to watch on our new Comcast Digital Cable with free HBO. I don't want to miss a minute. HBO's got movies like Blades of Glory, Disturbia. I can't help myself.
Sweetie, you do know Digital Cable comes with on-demand, so you can watch your shows whenever you want and maybe get some sleep.
Oh, right, on-demand. Next, I can watch back-to-back episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Wire, Entourage.
Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand and free HBO. Just $24.99 a month for 6 months. Get thousands of choices you can watch anytime. Plus, pause, rewind, and fast-forward. Call 1-800-COMCAST. Ask how you can get a $100 gift check when you sign up for the Comcast Triple Play. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 4608. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers after 6 month promo period. Regular charges apply. Equipment installation taxes and franchise fees extra. Gift check offer requires subscription to eligible Triple Play services for at least 90 days. Other restrictions apply. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST.
Are you into high-performance cars and trucks? Then check out the Gearhead Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 with Don Cypher and John Rush on AM 760. If you want the latest high-performance news and information, then don't miss the Gearheads. Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on AM 760.
Six minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Breezy, high today, 64. First day of spring. Jay Marvin, welcome. All right, let me go back to John in Denver. All right, now I'm not going to try to pick apart what you've said, but I just want to bring up a few points to you, and I want you to consider these. Okay? All right, first of all, the statement that all black...
No, I don't want to make that as an all generation because I have a lot of friends. Wait a minute.
You said, did you or did you not say that black families are teaching their kids to hate whites?
Okay, what have we heard all throughout the news throughout this week is that white America, I'm answering your question. That white America doesn't understand what's going on in the black generation.
But we don't.
Families. Okay, and that's the point, is that it's always about what white people understand. And first of all, I want to make this point. You set this call up as a angry white male conservative. First of all, I'm very liberal. I don't agree with the war. I think the taxes should be reduced.
I know you're making a point, but let me tell you what you're doing. And I don't think you mean to do it, but you're doing it. It's now 7:57, and what you're doing is by constantly responding to me and not allowing me to make my point or to challenge your points, now I have to explain all this to you. You're running the clock down so that I can't get into anything with you because I don't have time to get into anything with you unless you want to hang through the news. And if you want to hang through the news, then we can attempt to pick it up on the other side. I mean,
Here's what I would suggest. After the news, you're not going to let me make this point.
I'm sick of not letting you make this point. Because throughout the entire conversation, you didn't let me make any points. And now we've got from the Jon Stewart Show, John Oliver coming up. I mean, I'm sorry, John, in Denver, but I'm extremely, extremely frustrated. This keeps happening morning after morning, that you guys just run down the clock to the point where I can't...
This song is about a missing in the key of sadness. Roll up the red carpet, it's the big award show. I'm on a missing entertainment because I gotta know what she was wearing, what she had lifted, which girls are blooming and which had drifted, and which an idol from rehab escaped. And to a charity baby later donate. And who's adopting kids? Our nation's foreign. Whose movies are hit and whose is boring? I wanna be where the flashbulbs are going. I wanna be where the champagne's flowing. So I indulge my celebrity derangement with a daily dose of MSN entertainment.
Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-600-1622. 1-800-600-1622. That's 1-800-600-1622.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. $99 for a barrel of oil. It almost sounds like a bargain. With demand dropping, the price of oil is trending sharply lower. It's down about $3 so far today at $99.55 after hitting a record high around $112 last week. Tom Closer with the Oil Price Information Service says drivers could get a break at the gas pump.
Exactly how much we drop will depend upon how violent this stampede out of crude oil becomes.
But don't get used to it. With refineries shutting down for seasonal maintenance and more drivers hitting the road this spring, prices could go right back up.
We'll be modestly above the high that we saw last year. There'll be much weeping and gnashing of teeth, and then after we peak in April and May, prices will probably drift lower until hurricane season, and then it's all about the weather at that point.
This is sandbag season in Middle America. In towns like Valley Park, Missouri, sandbags are going down because rain-swollen rivers and streams are going up. In Ellington, Missouri, the James River cut a path through Jenny Hubbard's home.
I had 5 to 6 inches of water in the house. I've got 1 to 2 inches of mud.
KMOX Radio's Kevin Colleen is on the flood watch in Pacific, Missouri.
Residents are racing to beat a crest that could put floodwaters 4 to 8 feet deep in their homes here in Pacific, Missouri. They're carrying out dishes, furniture, television sets into moving vans, pickup trucks. Everyone wants to get out of town before the water rises.
13 people have been killed by stormy weather and floods this week. In the back-and-forth Democratic presidential race, the pendulum has swung back toward Hillary Clinton. The new Gallup poll gives Clinton a significant lead over Barack Obama for the first time in well over a month. It shows her leading among Democrats nationwide by 7 points. Your opinion of health care in the United States could be colored by your political leanings. A poll Harvard's Robert Blendon designed found that Republicans are more likely than Democrats to be satisfied.
One group really thinks it's the best and needs some fixing, and the other group really thinks that we're lagging behind other countries, particularly in areas of affordability of care for people.
Overall, 45% of the people surveyed said the U.S. has the best health care in the world. 39% disagreed. An environmental group is sounding the alarm about some Hannah Montana products.
We purchased 28 Hannah Montana products, and of those 28, 9 had high levels of lead.
Backpacks and wallets sold at Walmart. The Disney company says its test showed lead levels are within legal limits. Kansas authorities have filed mistreatment charges against the man who let his girlfriend spend almost 2 years in the bathroom. When he finally called for help last week, emergency personnel found the woman stuck to a toilet seat and had to pry her loose. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are moving higher. The Dow Industrials are ahead 89 points. NASDAQ's up 17. This is CBS News.
Well, I was shopping for a new car. Which one's me? A cool convertible or an SUV? Too bad I didn't know my credit was whack, because now I'm driving off the lot in a used subcompact FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby. Saw their ads on my TV. Thought about going, but was too lazy. Now instead of looking fly and rolling fat, my legs are sticking to the vinyl and my posse's getting laughed at. FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
So, hon, how do you want your hair done?
Oh, I just want to try something really different.
Okay, well, if we trim your disorganized finances, layer your expenses, and give your late invoicing some body, you'll look just like a movie star.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why millions of businesses rely on QuickBooks software to easily handle routine chores, like organizing finances and tracking expenses, so you can get back to what you do best.
You are a stylist, aren't you?
Award-winning.
QuickBooks. Get back to business. Start today at QuickBooks.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter backing off that plan to switch to paper ballot elections this year. That's opening up the possibility most of us Colorado voters could be casting our ballots on the state's once discredited voting machines come November. Ritter's decision comes in the face of serious opposition to paper ballots from many county clerks and Secretary of State Republican Mike Kaufman. Plan to kick Colorado's education into the 21st century has been introduced at the state capitol. Governor Ritter and legislative leaders introducing a bold plan to discourage kids from dropping out of school.
The bill puts every student on a track to a post-secondary education if that's their chosen path. And it encourages school districts to develop more than one path, but multiple pathways to college and to career.
The proposal, which has multiple sponsors on both sides of the aisle, is still being drafted. Ritter says details will come at a later date. A lottery to select the groups that get to use Denver parks during the Democratic National Convention this summer is set for later today. The lottery Tuesday had to be halted after one group complained it was left out. And Denver businesswoman Leslie Fishbein has died. She was taken off life support earlier this month after slipping into a coma. The president of Casey Fine Furniture had suffered a serious reaction to an injection for chronic pain. Leslie Fishbein was 55 years young. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
An earlier accident on I-25 near 470 still causing problems as you're heading north out of Castle Rock. Very slow speeds on I-70 pretty much from Sheridan all the way past I-25 to Colorado. It's also heavy on 25 as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen, 120th to 84th. Speeds are going to be in the 20s and 30s. Off the highway as crews are working crashes at Colorado and Leedsdale, Monaco and Alameda in a two-car wreck, Evans and Oneida. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The Easter Bunny is coming to Arapahoe Basin. Join A Basin on March 23rd for the annual Beach and Egg Hunt. Beginning at noon, the Easter Bunny will be hiding eggs in the beginner area and on the mountain. Don't forget, A Basin has over 2 months of skiing and riding left. Check out ArapahoeBasin.com for more info.
Cars are like clothes, and you can tell everything you need to know about a man by the way he dresses. So what does your car say about you? Now, Clean Car says you know how to take care of your ride. So come into Advance Auto Parts. Buy a half gallon of Eagle One Nano Wash and Wax, and we'll throw in a 26-ounce Eagle One all-wheel and tire cleaner for free. Sale ends March 29th. That's it. Pants pressed, shoes shine. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning. Advance Auto Parts. Keep the wheels turning.
I think that the right wing is bringing out their big guns.
We will do whatever is necessary.
Every mean, nasty trick in the book.
Where do you stand? Do you stand with those people, or do you stand with us?
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you stand with those people, or do you stand with us? That's not too divisive, is it? Divisive, diverse. That's what this program is all about. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny today, high 64, first day of spring. All right. We're extremely honored to have as our special guest, John Oliver. He is a British comedian and correspondent and writer for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. He appears this weekend at the Comedy Works, Friday night at 8 and at 10, and on Saturday at 8:30 and 10:30. In 2007, Oliver was given his first motion picture role, playing Dick Pants in The Love Guru. Oliver currently hosts The Times weekly podcast, The Bugle with Andy Zaltzman. Oliver will also star in his own stand-up special entitled John Oliver, Terrifying Times. That's coming. That's going to premiere on April the 20th at the on Comedy Central. For tickets to the shows this weekend, call 303-595-3636. 37 or go to comedyworks.com. And John Oliver, good morning and welcome to the show.
Well, that was quite an introduction. That was a lot of information to get out.
Well, I'll see if I can get it out two or three more times before we're done. Oh, man, you know, I see you on television all of the time. I've always wanted to ask you this. I think I know what the answer is, but I just want to ask it anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
When John Stewart says, we got a special correspondent, John Oliver, and you say, well, John,
yeah.
And there's this picture behind you of Washington, D.C., or wherever it is you're supposed to be, you're not really there, are you?
Of course we're there. Why would we shortchange you? If it's a report from Tibet, then we will fly to Tibet and do it on a satellite link. That is the lengths we're willing to go to get our puerile version of current events out there.
So if John Stewart says, we now go to our special correspondent, John Oliver, in Tibet, You're in Tibet.
That's right, in Tibet, or, you know, on the moon, I'll be on the moon. I will stop at nothing. There is no way I will ever be caught using some green screen technology, meaning that I could stay in a studio. No way. I believe the viewer deserves more than that. They deserve a carbon footprint, the size of which we cannot comprehend right now. All in the name of comedy.
You also write for the show as well as appear on it.
Yeah.
Have you written comedy all your life?
All my life? Well, I mean, I was a child for some time,
well,
but I was quite a funny child.
Did you do comedy? Were you a funny child?
I suppose I did slapstick. I fell over quite a lot when learning to walk. I mean, that's objectively funny. So I'll give myself that. But, I mean, I suppose since I left university, I went almost straight into writing comedy. So, in terms of my working life, then you probably have most of my working life. I mean, obviously, it was a struggle at the start. And so I combined writing comedy with earning money through any means necessary. I mean, I guess most of my, the last 10 years.
Where did you go to university?
I went to Cambridge in England.
And let's say, like, in your final year at Cambridge,
yeah.
Is that when you decided this is what I want to do with my life? Or
yeah, actually, that's probably true. In the, as I was at university, I was doing a lot more work writing comedy and shows there than actually focusing on my degree, to the despair and, eventually they gave up. The various tutors just thought, well, we've lost him. So, yeah, it was. I guess it became clear that the comedy that I was writing was probably going to have more impact on my life than the academic studies, which I was skating by with.
And what was your degree going to be in?
English. So, what was it going to be in? I did get it. Let me say, just on the off chance that my parents are listening, I did get that degree. This is not a hypothetical qualification. I got a degree in reading books, so I'm qualified to read books that anyone is qualified to read.
So you could be the literary correspondent on The Daily Show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a degree which tells me that I understand books better than people that don't have that degree.
And how did you find your way on to The Daily Show? How did that happen?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I was working in England, and I was writing and doing stand-up there, and then I was asked to come over and work it, and so I said yes. I mean, I don't know, I've not wanted to look at it too closely in case a mistake was made, but it happened very fast. I'd never been to America before, and this was my favourite show, so it was an amazing turn of events. My life certainly changed a bit.
So, did they see you, I mean, I know you don't want to look at it too closely, but did they see you doing stand-up in England? Did you
come? I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think they'd had a couple of recommendations from from people, and then that, I guess that was it. I think Ricky Gervais had said something, which was no. I don't know Ricky very well at all, so I owe him one. I think they'd been doing a tour, like an evening in London for promoting America the Book, and they'd met Ricky there. I think that's the case, but again, I'm not even sure. That's only one kind of rumor I've heard. Otherwise, I've kept well clear of the ins and outs of it.
Do you like doing stand-up? You obviously must like doing stand-up as opposed to... all right, I don't want to ask you which is your favorite, because that's a stupid, dumb question. But but you obviously like doing stand-up and performing in front of a live audience. But, man, it always seems to me that doing stand-up, most of us wouldn't have the nerve to try that because it just seems to be so damn difficult.
Well, yeah, I do love it. I absolutely love it. And it's a great way of balancing work and different kinds of work. In that, you know, TV can be quite a... TV, especially this show, is extremely collaborative. And we all chip in. With stand-up, you get to do what you want, audience permitting. But yeah. I guess it can be, you know, when I started off, I would struggle on stage a lot, partly because I was terrible. The interesting thing with talent is there is no way to learn it other than doing it and failing, and then failing less and then less and less until you can do it. So there is no advice you can offer someone in terms of starting stand-up other than you're just going to have to do it. It's like getting into a car and saying, well, turn it on, let's see what happens. In a few months, hopefully, you're less dangerous at this.
8:14, 14 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Oliver from The Daily Show, and he'll be in town at the Comedy Works. Call him at 303-595-3637. Get your tickets, because these tickets are going to go quick. How long does it take to put that the Daily Show together, or do they, or do you just put your part together and that's it? I mean, how does
no,
that work?
I mean, I guess we have a meeting at 9 in the morning, which we've just finished for the show tonight, and then so we'll decide the areas that we're going to work on there, and John will give his input. He's usually got an idea of what he wants to talk about. Then we'll split off into ones and twos and basically write a draft of each little section, and then come back and take notes and draft and draft, and then we rehearse it at around 4:30, and then we do it at 6. And we do it in real time, so it's over by 6:30, and then it's on TV at 11 that night. So it's a pretty fast process, but it's relatively smooth. I mean, they've been doing the show for 10 years here now, so the process is pretty much ingrained.
You rehearse the show. Then you do it live. Have you ever... And I know you have, and I want to hear, because everybody does this. I want to hear about it.
Yeah.
Have you ever bungled it? Have you ever booted it live?
Oh, sure. Well, yeah, stumbled over words and stuff. Yeah, of course.
Or given the wrong line, or missed a cue, or whatever the case may be.
I don't know about that. I mean, we have the script on a prompter, so it's really. I mean, the only way you could screw it up is just slightly losing your place or stumbling over a word, and you know, certainly you could do that. But yeah, that's possible. But that's part of the thrill of kind of doing it as live, means that, you know, we very, very rarely go back. It would have to be a huge technical mistake to go back and repeat something. So that gives it, you know, a bit of energy to it. It's the high wire act.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It's like walking the high wire. Now, back to stand-up.
Yeah.
What was that like when you started and you would tell a joke and there'd be no reaction?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an absolutely amazing feeling. And that's a feeling which, you know, still occasionally happens as well. I don't want to talk about this as if it's all in the past tense. That's just part of the, I don't know, that's part of stand-up, really. Just there are times when you're just not going to connect with an audience, or a joke you think is funny will completely bomb. That's part of the joy of it, really. Once you've died on stage 100 times, it ceases to kind of, it loses its ability to hurt you anymore, and it just becomes quite part of the fun. You just know that sometimes it's not going to work. But that's part of the excitement of doing stand-up, really. It stops it being boring.
Because the only thing I can tie it to is, I've been on radio stations doing talk with no listeners.
Right.
So you're giving the phone number, and no one's calling.
Yeah. Oh, all right. So that's the equivalent, because you're accustomed to silence. It's just when the phone lines don't light up. That's the same.
Yeah. So you're sitting there thinking to yourself, what am I doing?
Well, there you go.
Why didn't I get a job driving an ice cream truck?
That is it. And it is that kind of out-of-body experience that, when you're really bombing on stage, I tend to find it quite funny, because if you're in front of a room full of, you know, hundreds of strangers who are looking at you with a mixture of aggression and contempt, you can often think, how on earth did I get to this position? When I'm standing, irritating these poor people who just came out to be entertained. It is an amazing experience. What have I done? What choices did I make in my life which led me to this point, in front of these poor, unfortunate victims?
Have you ever turned on the audience?
No, not turned on them, really. Not turned on. I know that's kind of some stand-up's response to it, but I tend to want to try and empathise with them and just go, look, we're going to get through this. Okay? There's no doubt. I'm not going to stand here and tell you this gig is going to go well now, because it seems we've both made our choices. I have no plan B in terms of material. So what we have to do is knuckle down, and I promise we can get through this.
How long does it take you to put all the material together to do one stand-up show?
Well, it's kind of an ongoing process. So, I mean, the stuff that I'll be doing in, the stuff that will be on in the special in April the 20th will be, I guess the combination of the last year and a half or so, and so now I'll be in the process of writing a new one, and that will just be ongoing. I think if I didn't have a job on the show, I would write much more methodically with stand-up, but seeing as Monday to Friday I'm working on this show, or kind of office hours, it's ongoing, really, writing stand-up, just whenever something occurs to you, or you know, trying out little stuff at small gigs around New York.
All right. We see you this weekend. How much of this is political and how much of it's not?
Well, quite a lot is political. I mean, that's basically what my stand-up is. It's very similar to Daily Show-style stuff. Like I say, kind of infantile interpretations of vastly complicated and important world events. that's basically it. If you boil it down, that's what it is.
Yeah, well, I just love the way you say, I got to get you to do this, the way you say, well, John.
Oh, yeah, well, John.
You know, you say, well, John.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you come up with some, like, interpretation, and then he looks at you like, what was that?
Yeah, that's right.
What's that supposed to mean?
That's it. That's right. He'll say, you can't mean that. You go, well, not only do I mean that, but I mean something even more outlandish as well.
I mean, it's just, it's hysterical.
That's the template.
And you must have people do this. I mean, you must have people walk up to you on the street and say, hey, you know, what do you think about this or that or whatever, expecting to get some kind of outlandish analysis?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, people tend to just come up and just say how much they like the show or I mean, more often than not, what's John like? That's all people really want to know is what's John like as a person? And then as soon as you tell them that, they're usually happy.
But what is he like as a person?
He's great. He's great. I mean, he is what you think he'd be on TV. He's a fantastic man.
Yeah, I often wonder why, and I guess maybe it's the technical aspect of it, why you guys don't take that whole show on the road and do it from different cities.
Well, we're doing it from different cities. We're coming to Denver. We're doing a week of shows from the convention in August. So for the convention in Denver and the convention in Minneapolis, we'll be doing a week of shows there, consecutive weeks. Then we'll come back to New York.
Well, then you got to. Then if you're going to do that, then you got to come be on this show live and in person.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, if we've got time, I'm telling you, when we do the show on the road, we basically aren't in the womb that is this tiny studio and office space where we can everything we can get to. So what we did for the midterms, we were over in Ohio, and that was, it's hard work moving an entire production over there. But yes, certainly, if we've got time, of course I'll come in. We'll be there, yes, so we'll be there for basically the length of the convention, and then we've got to zoom off to Minneapolis.
Yeah, well, we'll be here because we live here, and, you know, we'll be down there with all the rest of the insanity trying to cover that. All right, I got to ask you this as the last thing here, and it's kind of putting you on the spot maybe, but what do you think is the most absurd thing going on in American politics right now?
Well, I mean, you're spoiled for choice there. That really is like saying, what's your favorite bird of paradise? There are many, many birds, and there is a great deal of chaos. I think to pick out one chaotic piece of American politics would be doing a disservice to the chaos elsewhere. I don't know. Much of it is ridiculous. I guess at the moment, just in terms of the election, the sheer cost of this election is borderline anti-democratic, and the concept of superdelegates is deeply troubling as well. So there's many, many things at the moment which are inherently ridiculous. That's why it's so exciting to work on this show at the moment.
Well, I was going to say, do you feel like, because there's some mornings I walk in here and there's stuff to talk, it's so obvious, I'll turn to John and I'll say, oh, we got a gift this morning. You guys must, I mean, this must be like must be Christmas all rolled
up
into one.
It's a boom time, and it'll be fantastic as well once Bush is gone, not only on a human level, but also comedically, because, you know, we'll get to write different kinds of jokes then. Just as when Congress went Democratic, it became a much more interesting thing to do, rather than just relentlessly railing against the catastrophic administration. Instead, it'll be great to start sticking it into the Democrats, who no doubt will do what they do best, and that is self-destruct.
All right, I'm going to plug your show again. It's at the Comedy Works coming up this weekend, right?
That's right.
And here's how it works. Friday night, you've got a show at 8, and then you've got one at 10.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, 8:30 and 10:30. And if people want to go, They should call 303-595-3637 or go to comedyworks.com, and we look forward to seeing you in person.
Great. Yeah, well, hopefully, if I don't get into the studio, I'll probably see you on the convention floor. You'll probably be around, won't you?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Well, we'll be there, too. I'll see you then.
John, thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, there's John Oliver from The Daily Show. What a kick it is to have him on. 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with John Turk.
Well, Jay, it looks like we have a Bermuda Triangle here in Denver. Three crashes within a couple miles of each other. First at Colorado and Leedsdale, another at Evans and Monaco, and finally at Monaco and Alameda. Southbound Monaco and westbound Alameda traffic mostly being affected there. Police still performing accident investigation. This on eastbound 6th Avenue at Union, where what appears to be a drunk driver hit several cars. Elsewhere, we are a little sluggish eastbound 6th Avenue at Wadsworth, southbound I-25 at County Line, and eastbound C-470 at Santa Fe. We do have a crash on eastbound I-70. This is as you come down the hill at C-470. Denver-bound traffic coming out of Castle Rock, stop and go from Lincoln to C-470. That's due to an earlier accident in the opposing lanes. Today's forecast, mostly sunny skies and temperatures in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny.
Yeah. MSN money in the house. Yeah. Yo, I'm a thousandaire, did you get that vibe? I straight up roll with the thousandaire tribe. Got chips in the game, I'm no cub. Got a couple thou invested with my investment club. I buy real low, I sell real high. That's what MSN experts are telling me to try. Got solid advice on my 401. I also play like a player on the market all day. On MSN, I grow my numbers. Got a sweet refire, yeah, feel my thunder. I can't explain, especially when I know I'm paying capital gains. I'm a thousandaire, yeah, did you get that vibe? I'm doubling what I'll be making 9 to 5. I check my stocks on MSN Money. Follow financial trends like a bear follows honey.
Which will help you out. And they've also they want to see your trade-in. I'm kind of stumbling around on that, and I don't have any reason why I am. They want to see your trade-in. And a lot of dealerships, and this is true, a lot of dealerships will tell you that, well, we want to see your trade-in. And then what ends up happening is, you know, it's something they really don't want to. It's just a lure to get you to come in. But at Rockies, they want to see your trade-in. And that's an important point for me to make. Plus, it's important for me to make the point that there are over 100 people there who are dedicated to making your shopping experience at Rockies a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they've got a good solid track record to stand behind. I wouldn't send you someplace I wouldn't go myself. Mary and I have known them for 12 years, and they are the best. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., but if you come a little bit after 9, they'll take care of you. Things will be fine. They're right there at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. Big sign. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Ace Hardware wants to make your spring spectacular with expert help, friendly advice, and great ways to save on all your jobs around the house. Like a Stanley Fat Max tape measure with bonus knife for $19.99. Cover your walls with a gallon of Ace Royal paint at its everyday low price. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn 10 points for every dollar you spend. But don't wait, because the sale ends Monday at Ace, the helpful place.
Price is good at participating Ace Hardware stores while supplies last. See store for details.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Network firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Networks firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
Check. Nobody running is equipped for a red phone moment. Nobody.
Randy Rhoads.
Not anybody running by virtue of their past experience. John McCain was a prisoner of war, but he was never a commander-in-chief. He was a soldier, a good soldier. He followed orders. Doesn't make you able to figure out whether or not you want to bomb Somalia today. Barack Obama's never been a commander-in-chief. Hillary's never been a commander-in-chief. Neither one of them served in the military. So what? George Bush is a moron.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
And he's got the nuclear football.
Afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Breezy, high today 64. Jay Marvin, dissent, discussion, and disagreement, and it's the first day of spring. Yeah. All right. We'll open the phones at this point, 303-713-7600, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about. I still want to get back to that angry white male thing, and the caller that we had close to 8 o'clock is a perfect example. I mean, I'm trying very hard not to be rude, but I just couldn't get a word in edgewise with the guy. And he made all sorts of blanket statements that just aren't true. So you try as hard as you can. But I think Ishmael Reed's point, when we had him on, and if you didn't hear that interview, you can go to am760.net and check it out on podcast, about all of us getting misinformation and about getting fed stereotypes out of the media, I think it's really true. Here's Shannon in Brighton. Shannon, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to respond to John in Denver that you had before 8. And the point I wanted to make is that it's pretty naive and dangerous to make generalities like that all white families aren't raising their children to be racist and black families are.
Boy, and when I tried to pin him on that, then he started to deny it.
Right, and it's equally dangerous to make the point that children will necessarily follow the steps of their parents like that. I think, if anything, the last couple of weeks has taught us that there's plenty of this left on both sides. And I'm from Tennessee. I moved to Denver about a year and a half ago. I was raised in the South, and my family's pretty rife with racism, and my sister and I couldn't be more different about it. I am disgusted by racism. I think it's wrong. It sends chills up my spine. My sister's not. And it's pretty safe to assume that my children will be raised to be open, and hers will probably not. And we surround ourselves by people who we're like. And so, you know, I mean, I guess I'm just trying to make the point that...
Yeah, and I think you're making the point very eloquently. Yeah. And where are you from in Tennessee?
Kind of all over, but Nashville most recently.
Yeah, well, I worked in Memphis for a couple of years. And you do have the situation where people make those generalizations, and I tried to pin him down on that, and then he just really didn't want to deal with it. But these are the talking points that have been fed to people for years and years and years and years. Now, you grew up in the South. I've got family from the South in Mississippi. And, you know, it's not, if you've been around it, it's not hard to understand. And the generational thing that Barack Obama was talking about and that Ishmael Reed was talking about is not hard to understand as well. I don't get where people don't understand that. In other words, Jeremiah Wright and people of Ishmael Reed's generation, and Ishmael Reed is 70 years old, they look at things far differently than people who are, say, in their 20s and 25 and 30. They look at things totally differently. And I don't understand what it is about people that they can't see that. And I also don't understand what it is about that people think that, well, you've had this history and you've gone through this stuff. Like, okay, now it's 2008 and you should erase your feelings about your past.
Yeah. And it sounded to me like John was saying, well, because my family didn't raise me that way, that just means that every family is not working that way. And because I had an experience with some African-American person on RTD, that all African-American families must be teaching their children to hate me. It makes me want to cry, honestly.
Yeah. What about your parents? Were your parents racist?
Yeah, yeah. You know, they're not flaming racists or anything, but they're the kind of people who will throw around the N-word or will still try to make the distinction, and a lot of people do this in the South, that there's a difference between people who are described with that word and regular African-American people, which just floors me.
How did you go down a different path?
I don't know. Well, my lifestyle is part of it. I'm a lesbian, and I think that dealing with some, I don't want to compare that with the African-American experience by any means, but I know what discrimination is like a little bit. And I think that just being who I am makes me want to accept people, you know, makes me not want to judge people. And I don't know, somehow it's just hardwired into who I am that I want to be accepting of people, and I don't accept the beliefs of my parents, and I'm willing to stand up and tell them, hey, this isn't right. I've left the dinner table many times in an uproar because I just disagree so strongly with what they believe.
Yeah, well, when you're in the minority, regardless of what that minority is, you have a feeling for others who are in the minority, which is one of the reasons why I can't figure out why these white males are so angry, because they're in the majority, not the minority.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand what they think the deal is. I mean, why they can't understand that if you're 60 or 70 years old, whether you're African American, whether you're Chinese or Japanese, whether you're Latino, whether you're Jewish, even if you're, you know, Mormon, or if you are gay or lesbian, that things were hard, and that, what, you're supposed to, like, now, because it's 2008, you're supposed to, like, give that stuff up and give up that anger and that rage? You're just supposed to get rid of it and go, la-di-da, things are fine?
Right. Your experience throughout your life makes you who you are, forms your opinions, and to, you know, I'm 31 years old, so I grew up in the racist South, but not to the degree that my parents did, certainly.
Right, right, right. You know what, exactly. And I'll tell you something. Because somebody has a problem with somebody of another race, and then they carry that around as being, well, these people so-and-so, let me tell you, I'm 55. If I had a dime for all the problems I've had with other white people, I'd be rich. I could retire to the desert. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and but, I think there are probably a lot of white people who can say the same thing. That's what floors me is, it's not, why does it have to be a race thing? You know, people are who they are.
Yeah, exactly, and we should try to understand each other instead of getting crossways with each other. Shannon, thank you. Thank you for the call. Hope you'll call again. All right, good call. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine. The door is wide open. Come through it and be part of the program, because that's what we want you to do. The thing doesn't work unless you help us out. 837, 37 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a progressive talk with a helping hand on traffic. Here's John Turk.
Well, I'll try, Jay. The trip from Castle Rock to Denver, still running a little bit behind his speeds in the 30s and 40s from Surrey Ridge up to C-470. 225 starting to clear on the northbound side, but still rather jammed southbound from Parker Road down to Yosemite in the DTC. Still a few accidents out there, but off the highways, first at Colorado Boulevard in Leedsdale, and another northeast of there at Monaco and Alameda. Now, this one causing quite some delays for southbounders on Monaco and westbounders on Alameda. It is in the cleanup phase, however, should be out of your way fairly soon. Also, just getting word, a stalled car in the right-hand lane of southbound I-25 at 20th Street. So that downtown stretch is going to be a little more treacherous for you now. Today's forecast, sunshine and clouds mixed. Pretty warm. Look for a high around 61 degrees. Right now it's 45 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a loaded 08 F-150 for just $14.9. An awesome truck for thousands less. Get your 08 F-150 today after rebates for just $14.9. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont, Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
It's going to be a unified Democratic Party.
We are here to proclaim, yes, we can.
AM
AM 760.
It could lock up both sides from today on.
Campaign 2008. Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Hello, this is Ridian Orr from the Orr Law Firm, LLC. Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's O-R-R-L-A-W.com for a free consultation.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. You probably know the incredible health benefits fish oil has for your heart, skin, joints, even your memory and concentration. But what you may not know is not all fish oils are the same. For years, I've developed my Omega Berry fish oil to be the very best. Its advanced formula has up to 3 times the strength of ordinary fish oil. It's so powerful, the only way I could make it better is to give it away for free. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I believe so strongly in the extra power of my Omega Berry fish oil, I'll give you a free bottle so you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-900-4964. This triple-strength formula also gives you the powerful, energizing antioxidants from berries, and now you can experience the difference yourself free. Find out how to get your free bottle of Omega Berry fish oil. Call 1-800-900-4964. That's 1-800-900-4964.
When it comes to keeping your ride looking sharp, you can always count on AutoZone to help. AutoZone has hundreds of products you can pick from to handle your wash and wax needs. Remember, keep your car looking great and get to AutoZone.
Join me, David Harper, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon on AM 760 for Money Matters Talk Radio Network with Dave and Coke.
That's me.
Our phone number is 800-456-0761. Give us a call anytime and listen in to Money Matters Talk Radio Network.
Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed. Down and out, losing ground. Yeah. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be
full of arrested development there? 8:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Breezy, high today 64, first day of spring. Let's celebrate. 303-713-7600, J. Marvin here. And if anything you want to talk about, it's fine with me. It's okay. I mean, let's get into it. Let's go to Mark in Stapleton. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention a little bit about compromise and what Limbaugh had said and the Karl Rove's 50% plus one doctrine. That compromise doesn't mean one side gets what they want. Compromise means each side gets a little of what they want. I'm a full-time union representative, and I'm dealing with all levels of company management, and I was having a problem with a first-line supervisor, and went to his superintendent, and the superintendent said that guy's idea of a win-win situation is when he wins twice. And that goes both ways. Mike, there are guys that I represent that they want their way. Fairness is when they get their way, not fair for everybody.
Well, I don't think that every conservative and every Republican is like that. I think there are people who are like that, but I think there are also Republicans and there are also conservatives who really want to sit down and really want to solve problems and are not really interested in this constant combative attitude, because they realize, and if you sit and talk to them, you find out that you have a lot in common with them because you're just as tired of the process being broken. You're just as tired of things being wrong as they are, and they realize, as well as you realize, that saner heads have got to prevail, but those kind of conservatives and those kind of Republicans, they need to take their party back, basically.
Yeah, it's guys like Newt Gingrich and Army and people of their of their stripes that have driven us to the point where we are. And, you know, there were so many people that expected the 2006 election to turn things around, and even with a slim majority, things haven't changed much.
Yeah, well, they're just going to have to, you know, I mean, there's always this call on the Muslim world, and I'm not equating them as being the same as the mainstream Muslim world. Well, yeah, maybe I am. The mainstream Muslim world standing up and denouncing the radicals involved in it. Well, mainstream Republicans have got to stand up and disown these folks like Limbaugh and others whose whole idea of how to rule America is by ruling it through division.
Absolutely, and that's compromise. Everybody gets a little bit of what they want. Nobody gets everything.
That's right. I'm with you. I like any deal where everybody suffers a little pain.
Yeah. You got to take the pain with the gravy.
That's exactly right. Hey, Mark, thank you, man.
Okay, take it easy.
Okay. Let's go to Shelley and Parker. Shelley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I want to address this situation with Obama. Remember David Sirota said he's an anti-establishment candidate?
Right.
You know, they would find out a way to destroy him, and this is the perfect thing with this tape. The news media, corporate news media, plays it over and over again. I'm so sick of seeing it. And that's mainly people don't hear just bits of his speech or not of his speech. And it's turning now for Hillary the country, the latest poll I just heard. It's so discouraging. And here's an example. My girlfriend's husband's an independent. He was for Obama. He decided to listen to the right wing to see what they were saying. And she says, I never thought he would say this. That he might not vote for Obama because how can he sit there with his children and have his children listen to this racist pastor?
Well, first, his children weren't there.
Second of all,
this whole thing about, well, he sat there for 20 years and listened to this. Well,
right.
Do you have any proof that Jeremiah Wright has preached this for 20 years?
Right, but the news media plays it like that. You know, people believe that. I mean, it's just so disappointing. And why don't they play that other guy, John McCain's that racist minister, that guy.
Hagee?
Why don't they play him? I've seen him. That guy is twice as bad. Why don't they play him over and over again? Just like they with Howard Dean, you know? I mean, it's just so discouraging. And she's probably now going to win because of this.
Well, she's only 7 percentage points ahead, and there's a 4%. Margin of error, so that would put her basically flat with him.
Hopefully.
But people
are more intelligent than that, but you don't know.
Well, but the thing I don't understand, or I must be the only Martian on the block, and I must just be, you know, incredibly stupid, is that if somebody beat you about the head every single day of your life, if somebody smacked you on the head, and they were in control of your life, either as a child or as a young adult, and every day you got hit, would you then turn around 10 to 15, 20, 40 years later and write that experience off and say that it doesn't matter? No, you carry it with you for the rest of your life. And there would be a certain bitterness attached to that and a certain degree of anger. And I don't understand why folks can't step back and can't understand this or can't understand that, hey, people spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on psychotherapy trying to straighten themselves out from bad experiences that they've had as younger people.
That's right.
And so all of a sudden it's like, well, Jeremiah Wright is interpreting life as he sees it from his age group and his life lived experience, and it's like he's hateful and he's a racist and he's this and he's that. Well, wait a minute. We're all carrying around baggage of some sort or another.
But the news media won't talk about that. All they do is say whatever.
You're right. No.
Racist he is, or they don't come out and say it, but that's what they're portraying, and portraying he's anti-American, which he wasn't. It's our policies that got us in trouble, which he was trying to say. And some of these things were kind of nuts, so I agree, but it's just, they bombard with that tape and dissecting his speech. It's in they found a way now to destroy him, and hopefully it doesn't work, but I'm very leery.
I'm leery too because people can't look at this with any degree of sanity, and they don't want to break down anything that he said,
right,
and they don't want to talk about it. I mean, for instance, let's take a couple of things he said. The government making money off narcotics. There have been numerous tons of books which have been written about this, that the government, that people were using government facilities, i.e. planes, helicopters, whatever, to bring drugs into the United States of America, which were then sold in the ghettos. The St. Jose, the Mercury News in San Jose did a whole expo on this probably 10, 15, 20 years ago. And everybody goes like, well, he can't possibly be telling the truth there. I'm not saying that the government invented AIDS to put it upon the black community. But when the black community had HIV problems, the administration that was in power at the time in this country, they didn't all of a sudden panic. They didn't really start panicking and really start getting focused in on it until it hit white middle class and upper white middle class people. And he said, this country is run by rich white people. Well, excuse me, who's going to call up here and tell me that what he's saying isn't true?
Right, right. It's true. It's just very discouraging. Hopefully it won't work, but they did find a way to try to destroy him. I knew they would do something. And this is a way to do it.
Well, then we got to fight back.
Yeah. They're so one-sided, though. I mean, you never hear them, like I say, John McCain, all the gaffes he's made, all the things he's done. His minister is twice as bad, and they don't even play any of those. And anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Well, you said a lot, and I appreciate the call, Shelley.
Okay.
All right,
bye.
Thanks. Yeah, how come we don't hear about John McCain's minister? How come we don't hear about these folks rubbing elbows with Billy Graham, who said that Jews are satanic and that they own everything in the world? How come we don't hear about those things? But call me up and name me one thing that Jeremiah Wright has said that's wrong. He's acting out of his own generational experience. And the sad thing is that white people, and particularly white liberals and white progressives, they can't identify. They can't understand. And I don't understand how they can't. I don't understand how any of you can't get what was coming up here, what this guy was saying. Maybe you got to be like Shelley or whatever. Maybe you got to grow up in the South to get it. I don't know. 8:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with John Turk in traffic.
Jay, other than that rollover crash early in the morning on southbound 25 at C-470, it's been a real easy commute. Starting to see the freeways lighten up a bit, but still going to be a little slower than usual on southbound I-25 from 120th to 84th. Again, downtown, once you get to 58th and around the Mousetrap, also seeing delays on the eastbound approaches to the city on I-70, the Turnpike, and C-470. Sun's still perhaps an issue for some of those eastbound folks. Other than that, we're looking real good right now. Today's forecast, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunny again, windy, a little bit cooler, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 45 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where do you go when you need urgent medical help, but you don't feel like waiting all day in the emergency room? Well, there's urgent care, then there's Guardian Urgent Care. Convenient, affordable, bilingual. Guardian Urgent Care, one block south of 1st and Broadway. Call 303-455-6345.
So what I want to talk about is something that I have a beef with.
Hey, I'm kind of ticked off today, man.
You mentioned something that outrages me, most incompetent Secretary of State.
How long can this country spend money?
We're spending $3 billion a week over there.
I feel like we're divided, but I also feel like we're passionate.
Well, there's a lot that needs to be said.
You got to get a Democrat in there.
Let's find a way to make this thing work.
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
Say what you need to say on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Your credit rating low? Embarrassed you don't have a credit card or a checking account? Lost your job? Not fair, is it? Sometimes you just need another chance. Well, with the Bank Freedom prepaid MasterCard card, you get another chance because everyone is qualified. No job, no credit, no problem. In fact, we don't even check your credit rating. All you need is a valid ID. So log on to 6mycard.com. That's the number 6mycard.com. You can use it to pay your expenses, and it's so much safer than carrying cash. Just provide a valid ID and you are guaranteed a card. It sounds unbelievable, but if you've ruined your credit rating, don't have a job, don't even have a bank account, you still qualify. Just log on to 6mycard.com. We'll even waive the activation fee. That's 6mycard.com. The number 6mycard.com.
The Bank Freedom MasterCard is issued by MetaBank. Guaranteed approval and card issuance subject to verification of ID.
TopDot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 6.59%. Offer not available in all states.
Attention all homeowners whose credit and finances are being threatened by rising adjustable interest rates. TopDot Mortgage is now qualifying homeowners for low FHA 30-year fixed rates starting at just 5.75%. These rates will only be available for a limited time, so don't delay. Call TopDot today and hear your new interest rate for free. 1-800-400-8398. Once again, homeowners can now refinance their current mortgage to a low FHA 30-year fixed rate, starting at just 5.75%. Imagine lowering your mortgage payment $200, $400, even $600 a month every month. Now you can with a low FHA 30-year fixed rate from TopDot starting as low as 5.75%. To hear your new rate for free, call 1-800-400-8398. 1-800-400-8398. Call 1-800-400-8398.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information absolutely free. Just call 1-800-600-1622. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-600-1622. 1-800-600-1622. That's 1-800-600-1622.
Six minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, your electronic punching bag. Breezy, high today, 64, springtime. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Here's Jim in Longmont. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, you know, I wanted to make a comment on Reverend Wright, and I just kind of pity him. He's got so much hate, I just think he does need to get over it. I taught in an all-black school in Kansas City back in the early 70s, and there were a lot of teachers there that just went through all kinds of hell, I'm sure more than Mr. Wright went through or as much, and they had gotten over it, and they were just good people. They were fun to be around, and so I think Mr. Wright has a real problem. But I called just to say that I think if Obama gets elected that we're going to have another failed presidency like we had under President Carter.
Okay, well, you're entitled to your opinion. You know the thing I find amazing? The thing I find amazing is, I was thinking about this during the break, the thing I find amazing is whether you're Latino, African-American, Japanese, whatever it is, all of those groups have to get over what's happened in the past and they have to give it up. But
and
wait. They have to give up everything. They have to give up traditions. They have to give up feelings. They have to give up all of these things. Except, you know what? Whites don't have to. Whites continue to sit there in denial of things that have happened in the past. Whites continue to sit there and demand that, for instance, Latinos Why do we have to have Cinco de Mayo Day? You know, whites are telling African Americans.
Not all whites feel that way.
No, I didn't say all whites.
I
didn't say all whites. But what I said was, is the whites who call me and the whites that I hear from, this is what I get from them.
Well,
and the fact is,
I don't feel that way.
And that's good for you. But the fact is that you call here and basically you want Jeremiah Wright to dismiss his anger and his feelings over what happened to him, where he lived largely in a segregated society. You want him to dismiss that, you know? And you can't just dismiss that. You can't just cover it up and claim that it didn't happen. You can disagree with him about his tone, but historically, you can't refute anything he says. And as far as Jimmy Carter goes and Barack Obama, we have a failed presidency. It's called George W. Bush. Thank you for the call.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, Elisa Valdez Rodriguez, best-selling author, will tell us about her plan to get 20,000 women into homes on a single night.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. From Texas to Pennsylvania, rivers and streams are coursing over their banks. Missouri has been especially hard hit by torrential rains and rising floodwaters. Here's CBS News correspondent Harley Srinivasan.
In Houghtontown, the James River broke its banks and broke a record, cresting at 26 feet. As many as 30 homes in the area were seen floating downstream, and a portion of nearby Interstate 44 closed down.
President Bush has okayed a disaster declaration for sections of the Show Me State. There's also flooding in parts of Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, and Kentucky, and most of Ohio is under a flood warning today. The weather is blamed for at least 13 deaths. It's a reversal that has to be a relief. The price of oil is headed downward, finally, after many weeks.
The oil experts have now been watching the price per barrel fall.
There is some hope for the first time in a long time that maybe this national trauma is coming to an end.
Even though the dollar is still weak, oil analyst Peter Butel says another factor is cutting the price.
Demand is dropping, and that may help push prices lower over the immediate term.
One energy group says after weeks of commodity buying, some investment funds have started selling. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Right now, oil is trading at $101.46 a barrel. More signs of an anemic economy. The Labor Department says the number of workers filing for jobless benefits climbed last week to the highest level in 2 months. Former White House insider Louis Scooter Libby has been disbarred. The decision by a federal appeals panel follows Libby's convictions in connection with the outing of CIA operative Valerie Plame Wilson. CBS News chief legal consultant Andrew Cohen says it's likely the disbarment will have no practical effect.
I don't think this will make a meaningful difference in his ability to make a living. I don't think he was going to practice law and go into court and represent clients. He can still obviously knows a lot of people in Washington, has a lot of contacts, and I think he has a value that way as some sort of a consultant.
Police in St. Joseph, Missouri have charged a 16-year-old boy with handing out methadone pills that left 9 middle school girls sick.
Girls started reporting nausea, some of them were drooling, just other signs of abnormal behavior. Eventually, 7 were sent to the hospital after they'd learned that they had ingested a controlled substance.
Police Captain Kevin Castle says the youth gave the pills to one girl who, in turn, gave them to the others. Authorities say it appears that all the girls are now fine. Well, she's as hot a draw as any act in the business. But the Center for Environmental Health says there is trouble with some Hannah Montana products on the market. The center's Charles Margulis.
We purchased 28 Hannah Montana products, and of those 28, 9 had high levels of lead.
The lead was in products ranging from lunchboxes to bibs to backpacks. Disney denies those products have unsafe levels of lead, saying their tests show lead amounts well below the government standards. And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 142 points. This is CBS News.
Looking to diversify your portfolio? It's time to start trading foreign currencies at Forex.com. In these financial times, diversification is key. At Forex.com, we give you the tools you need to expand your investment portfolio beyond stocks and into the OTC foreign exchange market. Start trading foreign currencies 24 hours a day, 5 days a week. Go to Forex.com, open a free practice account today, and test your trading strategies risk-free. When you're ready, just click and trade. Forex.com.
Forex is an over-the-counter market and involves significant risk of loss.
Jackson, go tell Brinkman to speed things up on the job site.
It's a long way, boss, but I'm on my way. Message delivered, sir.
One more thing. Run back and tell him to...
We really need Nextel Direct Connect. Oh, I think I pulled a hammy.
Connect at the touch of a button with Nextel Direct Connect from Sprint. Get the rugged IC502 by Motorola. To $69.99 for your business account. Visit Sprint.com/Nextel or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Sprint. Ends 4-1908. Excludes taxes. Subject to 2-year agreement. Up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit. Available corporate liable activations and eligible upgrades only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. As the great Dead used to sing, what a long, strange trip it's been. That proposal to switch to paper ballot elections this year could be doomed because of a lack of money. Another factor, the recertification of those voting machines previously decertified by Secretary of State Kaufman. Still, he says the return to electronic machines could lead to problems like lawsuits.
Every decision that I've made in this process has gone through the Attorney General's office to make sure that we follow the law and that if in fact it were ever challenged, that these decisions are all defensible in court.
This November's elections in Colorado expected to draw a record turnout. A memorial service for record-setting adventurer and business tycoon Steve Fawcett set for today in Beaver Creek, where Fawcett and his wife live part-time. Fawcett last seen last September when a single-engine plane took off from an airstrip in eastern Nevada and vanished. He was declared legally dead last month. And finally, it's madness of the March variety.
Amazing how much time is wasted.
Wasted or relished as March Madness kicks off in Denver today with the Pepsi Center hosting 4 opening round games. Fans from across the country are in town spending a lot of money at local businesses, although some businesses actually lose money during this time.
You know, informal pools in the office can be great, but they're also distracting. We've all seen that person in the office who's filling out their brackets and requiring the input of everyone around them and overall being pretty disruptive.
Megan McNeely with Robert Half International in Denver says businesses nationwide could lose almost $2 billion in lost productivity over the next 2 weeks. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25 remains busy downtown, that following an earlier stall near 20th. Now, they've since moved that stall off the highway, but the delays remain. I-70 also crowded. Ride east of I-25, making your way past Sakalas Lim. Slow pockets on C-470 as well as on the turnpike speeds.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-433-5915.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-433-5915. 1-800-433-5915. That's 1-800-433-5915.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt. And today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. call 1-800-881-8696. For your free tape, call 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-335-1958. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This fella, and I'm still a major John McCain supporter. If the election were held today, boy, I don't know which way I'd go. But I'm waiting with bated breath for the dialogue and for the debates between these two fellas. But I think that all of us, in the conversations in the kitchens and the living rooms, all across the United States, this is the kind of thing that needs to be talked about, but talked about in the exact way that Mr. Obama is doing, which is, you know what, we're all people, we all have opinions. Everybody's opinion is everybody's got the right to their opinion. Some opinions obviously are more well-founded than others, but to move this situation forward, we actually have to listen to each other. And that,
I would agree 100%. And I also think, too, that one of the problems you've got is you've got a generation gap. You've got a generational thing, as Ishmael Reed talked about, in that people who are older mm-hmm. have a tendency to see the world through different eyes than those that are younger. And
very, very true.
And you got to step back, and you got to analyze what. And I've been trying to make this point forever and a day. What Reverend Wright is talking about, and what he has been through, as compared to what somebody who's Barack Obama's age or younger, compared to what they've been through. And you've got to look at the historical context of the United States of America.
Certainly.
It's the same thing as coming out of a very turbulent, traumatizing childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a tendency to view and things differently. You have a tendency to have interactions with people differently than somebody who came out of an idyllic childhood. Mm-hmm. And the things that Reverend Wright saw in his lifetime, and those things are particularly glaring in Chicago, and they've only changed recently in Chicago. I mean, Harold Washington was really the first mayor that they ever had that ever really changed things there, and he didn't get it all done, but he tried.
No one is ever going to get it all done.
He died too soon. Yeah, he died too soon. That's one of the problems. But I mean, it's like, come on, people, take a breath, step back, look at what went on here, analyze what's gone on here, and see what's gone on here. And there's very little about what he said that isn't true.
Very true. And I think as you talked about the different generational standpoints and such, this may present itself as an incredible opportunity because I agree. These things still exist, but the ability, I think, that for younger people now to analyze these things, but analyzing them without a whole set of hot buttons deep inside from having gone through a lot of the really uglier aspects of segregationism and racism, and to be able to as a generation move things forward while being aware of what has happened in the past and acknowledging that, but also being able to move forward and talk about it and ensure that a lot of these things finally get buried. Because I think that you're absolutely right in a lot of the in that a lot of the older people, a lot of us older people, I don't think we're ever going to be able to move completely past a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, you're including me in that statement.
Baggage. Well, you know, just put it this way. You know, recently I've been getting a lot of ARP stuff, and I'm not happy about it. I mean, you know, I'm still 22 inside, like everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but
our frame of reference is different. For instance, here's an example. You and I could probably sit down and have a conversation until the cows come home about.
I don't know. You're a Democrat, and I'm a fire-breathing conservative. But
yeah, but it doesn't make any difference. Okay. But we could get into this. This is not political, but this is historical.
Right.
You and I could have a conversation until the cows come home about who killed John Kennedy.
Yeah.
Okay. But somebody who's 35 years old is not going to have that conversation because they weren't around when it happened. It's on a scale of 1 to 10. It's not a 9 or a 10 to them.
Right.
That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So we see the world through different eyes than they do.
Well, exactly. And our point of reference and what we bring as far as a whole batch of one thing leads to another in your mind. You know, you hear something and it brings up all these different connotations and all these different places where we've already been.
That's exactly right. By the way, who do you think did kill John Kennedy? You think Lee Harvey Oswald was a lone gunman?
I hear a lot of theories now, you know, about people from Mars and who knows. But I think that's one of those things that I really don't think that we're ever going to completely find out. But I think that what we should do, you know, because I'm always all about analyzing something and then moving things forward and utilizing that information in the present. I think what we ought to do is look back, because they did keep a record. There were odd things that happened, like lack of security and change of route at the last second. I truly believe that we all need to not be holding our breath, but and as I understand it, Mr. Obama, Senator Obama's security detail is actually quite good and quite high, for which I'm very happy, because I think that there's a lot of people in this country that would be deep inside be very, very upset if he gets the nomination and it looks like he's going to win. And again, I've been a longtime John McCain supporter. I think that there's a lot to like about Senator McCain, and there's, you know, the amount of distortion around him is really quite breathtaking from both sides. But again, there is something that is so fundamentally attractive about the possibilities of an Obama presidency. His ability, and not just in this country, Jay, but in the entire world. It is going to be our chance to serve notice to the entire world, people in the Middle East, people over in China, that suddenly this country changed. We acknowledged that we screwed up hugely by electing Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney. And we will have gone in as opposite a direction as is absolutely possible. And by the way, and I mentioned this in a phone call a couple of months ago, there's an awful lot of people out there who are true conservatives who realize the same thing. We screwed up by having Mr. Bush as president.
That's why I get on the air and I say that you can't lump all conservatives together, and that true conservatives, and I'm talking of the Barry Goldwater variety,
mm-hmm.
true conservatives need to stand up and take the GOP back and tone down this extremism, because we're gonna have to work together. And when you have to working together means compromise. And compromise means that everybody's going to get hurt a little bit, but that's part of the process. Because a house divided cannot stand against itself. And we are never going to get any of these problems handled unless we learn to do this. And there is a lot of validity in conservative thought, and you can have a hybrid of or a political stew and make things work if you're determined to be fair and equitable about it And we need to have cooler and calmer heads prevail here, not wide-eyed radicals who keep seeming to dominate the scene.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think so much of that comes from the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys, and in great part it is simply because they're doing their jobs. Their job is to create sensationalism and create, unfortunately, division, because that's what sells. They are in the business of selling their program.
But, God, how do you sleep at night doing that?
Well, good question. I mean, I'd love to have a straightforward conversation with some of these people, like Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter, in my mind, embodies everything bad currently about modern America media. You know, I would love to have a conversation with that woman. But, but getting back to what you were just mentioning about having a hybrid, I don't know that I would use the term hybrid. I think that what we need to do is we need, you know, those of us who are conservative and extremely conservative, again, there's a lot to like about conservatives. Conservatives are the big thinkers who, in great part, you know, built the Fords and built the Carnegies and such. But the liberals made this country a better place to live. They gave us the 40-hour work week. They gave us, guaranteed leave for moms who just had their children. You have to have both to have the best possible society.
Well, you've got to have balance, and without balance, you're in trouble. TJ, thank you, man. Call me again.
Hey, Jay. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. TG, I'm sorry. TG, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Sorry. That guy.
That guy. All right. I love you,
brother.
See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.
See, he and I are both Americans. We're all Americans, and this is what it's about. And we need more guys like TG out there. 919, 19 minutes after 9 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. More calls coming up. John Turk gives us traffic.
Jay, expect more vehicle and pedestrian traffic downtown this morning, especially around the Pepsi Center. We have four March Madness NCAA basketball games underway at 10:30 this morning, so it is going to be a relatively busy downtown. Really a pretty lax drive this morning, however. Traffic is clearing around the city, but still a little full on southbound I-25 at I-70, eastbound I-70 at Pecos, and eastbound C-470 near Santa Fe. Got one accident off the side streets at Hamden and Glencoe, which is just a little bit west of I-25. Today's forecast...
At home, they were MIT students, but in Vegas, they ran the tables. See 21 the movie and discover how a group of kids became Vegas high rollers. Then head to Orbitz.com/21 and enter for a chance to win the 21 trips and 21 days sweepstakes. We're giving away 21 free trips to Vegas, including first-class airfare, hotel suite, shopping spree, and more. So head to Orbitz.com/21 now for your chance to win. 21 in theaters March 28th. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. For details and official rules, see Orbitz.com/21.
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra invites you to the March 22nd choreographic fusion concert with the Lemon Sponge Cake Contemporary Ballet at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Music and movement come together in fascinating ways. Don't miss the free pre-concert lecture, The Conscious Listener Part 3 at 6:30 with Don Campbell, author of The Mozart Effect. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1340. 43 extension 2 or visit boulderphil.org. Tickets are $5 for children and students with ID and $10 to $65 for adults.
So confidence, and they put you into positions that you'd rather not be in. For instance, like you go to somebody's house. Jay, calm down. Okay. Take a deep breath here. Well, I get all excited. You go to somebody's house, they got corn, they got carrots, whatever the thing is, salad, whatever, and you don't want to eat it because of your dentures. Then you know what you need to do? You need to go see Dr. Barrett's. Dr. Barrett's has been rated one of the top dentists in the country. And I found out why because I went. And you won't believe how different he is. And you won't believe how different his staff is. I mean, they are careful, they are direct, and they make you feel comfortable, and they make the experience very, very pleasant. And if you've got dentures, the Barrett's bionic teeth are actually stronger than your original teeth. So there's no more choosing what you can and can't eat. And you don't get into those situations. You can have a drop-dead, gorgeous smile that's for real simply by calling Dr. Barrett's office and scheduling a time to come in, and he'll look at your dental situation. And it's absolutely free. And I'm telling you, once you meet this guy, you'll understand why I'm so excited about him. Here's the other thing. If you've got gaps in your dental coverage, well, I'll tell you what. Dr. Barrett's has got plans for you to get around that. He has plans to help you out in that area, too. So if you want to eat apples and carrots, and you hear this all the time, you got to go see Dr. Barrett's. Now, you can get a free consultation by calling 303-595-4994. That's 303-595-4994 for a free consultation. I've been through it, and it's easy as pie, and it's absolutely free. Or check out Dr. Barrett's online at barrettsdental.com. That's B-A-R-O-T-Z. barrettsdental.com, or call them at 303-595-4994. You'll really, really, really be glad that you did.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. You probably know the incredible health benefits fish oil has for your heart, skin, joints, even your memory and concentration. But what you may not know is not all fish oils are the same. For years, I've developed my Omega Berry fish oil to be the very best. Its advanced formula has up to 3 times the strength of ordinary fish oil. It's so powerful, the only way I could make it better is to give it away for free. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I believe so strongly in the extra power of my Omega Berry fish oil, I'll give you a free bottle so you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-900-4964. This triple-strength formula also gives you the powerful, energizing antioxidants from berries. And now you can experience the difference yourself free. Find out how to get your free bottle of Omega Berry fish oil. Call 1-800-900-4964. That's 1-800-900-4964.
Dipping into the dead. Good morning, 9:25, 25 minutes after the hour. High today, 64. J. Marvin, by the way, I didn't want to let this get away. I didn't want to let this get away before we ran out of time. I meant to mention this earlier. This is from the Associated Press. First Lady's records show Clinton promoted NAFTA. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton now argues that the North American Free Trade Agreement needs to be renegotiated, but newly released records showed on Wednesday that she promoted its passage. The National Archives and the Clinton Presidential Library jointly released more than 11,000 pages of Clinton's daily schedule as First Lady from 1993 to 2001. The release came in response to charges that she is overly secretive and also allowed her campaign to promote her argument that she gained valuable White House experience during her years as First Lady. Clinton and Obama, of course, are battling for the Pennsylvania primary coming up on April the 22nd. The documents clearly indicate that Clinton had a powerful role at the White House, frequently meeting with foreign leaders and presiding over meetings. The NAFTA agreement linking trade between the United States, Canada, and Mexico was considered a major accomplishment by President Bill Clinton in 1994, but now many Americans blame the agreement for the loss of thousands of U.S. manufacturing jobs. So she's going around claiming about NAFTA, but in fact, she was involved in getting NAFTA passed. Okay, let's go to Wes in Rawlings, Wyoming. Wes, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I thinking about your angry white man syndrome. I think they're based on their deep seated greed for power and money, and anything like Social Security or welfare or affirmative action or anything that's meant to help make it equal for people. I think they believe it's taken away from them personally.
Well, the elephant in the room is I've got mine. Nobody handed me anything. Why should you get something that I didn't get? And I resent that. I think that's part of it.
Yeah, I absolutely. I think they feel like it's been somehow being taken away from them personally, and it's taken away from their want for more money and more power.
Yeah, there's a degree of paranoia in there, too, I think.
I think that
they're scared. That they're scared. They're resentful and that they're scared.
Absolutely, and there's really nothing to be scared about, that, you know, because, you know, we're all Americans, and you know, if you reach out and help the weakest among you, you make it a stronger nation and a stronger sense of being an American.
See, I would agree with that 100%. Wes, thank you, man.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jason.
Okay, good call. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
I'm doing good.
I want to comment on, you know, the Reverend Wright and Obama. One thing that's never come out is that Obama belongs to a United Church of Christ, which is a congregational church. I belong to a congregational church, not the same, not the United Church of Christ, but the way it's set up, the congregation hires the minister, and it's the dogma is not passed down from a central authority. The congregation determines the nature of their church, and we have a free pulpit. When we hire a minister, we don't put advance conditions on what he should talk to us about, and I'm pretty sure the Congregational United Church of Christ is very similar. So I've not heard this come up, but in one way here, Obama is not responsible for what the minister said. And people will say, well, why did he belong to the church that long? Well, I belong to a congregational church, and I didn't like the minister we had, and I belong because it's a community. I don't come and go based on what the minister is talking about. So I am still a member. The minister has since moved on, and our current minister, who I do like, I've had differences with, and I've talked to him after sermons about where I had a disagreement. But, you know, I realize this is a technicality on how the church is organized, but Obama is not responsible for what Mr. Wright said.
Well, you're right. And the thing is, who among us has not had a pastor, a rabbi, an imam, a reverend, say something, or even a series of things in church or in temple or in mosque that we haven't agreed with, or that who among us hasn't had an authority figure who has said something that we haven't agreed with? And what action have we ourselves taken over it? I mean, most people will stay with the church or the religious organization that they're involved in, and we'll just chalk it off and say, well, I don't agree with them or her, but this is where I go to worship, and you know, we just have to live with it. And then, of course, when that pastor who they don't particularly agree with, or that religious leader that they don't particularly agree with, moves on, then, you know, there's a big sigh of relief, and everybody talks about how glad they are that he or she is gone. And then the other thing is, which he brought up, which I also do not understand why people can't see, don't we all have members of our family? Don't we all have friends who say things that we don't approve of, who say things that bother us, but do you then turn around and do you just disown them? Do you go like, well, you're not my mother, you're not my father, you're not my brother, you're not my cousin, you're not my best friend? I mean, do we do that? Most people don't do that, I don't think.
I agree.
So why is that so hard for people to see?
Yeah, well, I think it's, you know, it's basically come out now, it's that race is the issue is what's being brought up, because, but I just wanted to make the point here that the church he belongs to, that's his community, and that's the way I feel about the church I belong to, and the minister is not why I go to the church.
Right. You go there for the community.
Right.
Exactly. All right, Bob. Thank you, man.
Okay, just wanted to get that out.
Well, I'm glad you did. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Good clarification there, if you ask me. 303-713-7600. Let's go to, we're going to do a little traffic, and then we'll take more calls. All right, let's do some traffic, and we'll take more calls. John,
I'll be fast, Jay, I promise.
Well, you don't have to be fast. We don't care. Hey, what happened to the guy who was drunk and that hit all those cars at one time? Did they nail him?
Yeah, it looks like he was taken in by the police, but several cars sideswiped.
Drunk at 7:30 in the morning. Gee, I wish my father wouldn't act that way.
Supposedly, you know, one of our the KOA helicopters flying above it when this was all happening, and they saw him get out of the car and stumbling around and blow, and looked pretty hysterical from the helicopter.
Well, I guess when I get off, I'll have to bail Pops out.
Yeah, that's right. Look out for a center lane stall northbound I-25 at Downing already. We have some heavy traffic in the Bridges area, but now that's going to delay you a bit more. Should see more traffic, both car and foot, by the Pepsi Center today. Four March Madness basketball games to be played out, with the first tip-off coming up around 10:30 this morning. Right now, see heavier traffic than normal. Southbound 25 around I-70 and westbound I-70 at Brighton Boulevard. Those may be folks trying to get to the Pepsi Center. Today's forecast, mostly sunny skies and temperatures in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and cooler. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 51 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic for a hotter iced latte. Bet you didn't know Sonic had delicious lattes with your choice of caramel, mocha, hazelnut, or any combo you want. Try them with Sonic Cinnasnacks. You'll like them a latte. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
It's going to be a unified Democratic Party.
We are here to proclaim, yes, we can.
AM 760.
They could lock up both sides from today on.
Campaign 2008.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM760.net.
Hello, this is Ridian Orr from the Orr Law Firm, LLC. Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of the Tom Martino referral list.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Cars are like clothes, and you can tell everything you need to know about a man by the way he dresses. So what does your car say about you? Now, a clean car says you know how to take care of your ride. So come into Advance Auto Parts. Buy a half gallon of Eagle One Nano Wash and Wax, and we'll throw in a 26-ounce Eagle One all-wheel and tire cleaner for free. Sale ends March 29th. That's it. Pants pressed, shoes shine. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning. Advance Auto Parts. Keep the wheels turning.
Flying from Denver to San Diego? Southwest Airlines can get you to San Diego nonstop starting April 4th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Does your computer make a turtle seem fast? As a Dell Premier Partner, PC Answers expert consultants can help you decide which Dell computer is right for you. Then we'll deliver and set up your new Dell at your home or office and make sure that everything works perfectly. Fast, simple, painless.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or referrallist.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
If your shocks or struts are worn out, your car won't handle or stop like it should. That's why you need to get to AutoZone and save 20% when you buy four Gabriel Ride Control products. It's a mail-in rebate. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today.
Love this.
You're way on top now.
I'm in a low ride Whittier Boulevard, baby.
You're always laughing. Way down at me.
minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin reliving teenage heartbreak once again. Breezy, high today 64, first day of spring. Good to have you along, and let's go back to the phones. We go to Jamie in Boulder. Jamie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I guess I'm just utterly amazed at some of the most recent, the national polls that were released yesterday and today, showing both Hillary ahead and then as well as McCain ahead in a national general election. I guess you've been talking about it all morning, but I just turned you on. And I'm just wondering what you think about that and how that possibly could be, especially in light of Monday's speech and you know, just everything that's gone on. I mean, I really felt that Obama had positioned himself in such a manner that this would really kind of elevate him, and it doesn't seem to be doing that.
Well, the poll that I saw, it has Hillary Clinton 7 percentage points ahead. There's a margin of error of 4 percentage points. So that would put her at, what, 2 percentage points? And 2 percentage points is basically right. Flat, too close to call.
Right, neck and neck.
Neck and neck.
Right. So what do you think about the yesterday's poll of McCain being ahead in a general election if held right now?
Because
I think it was a Reuters poll.
Because McCain hasn't had to stand up to anything or anybody at this particular point. I mean, he's made some terrible gaffes in the last 2 to 3 days. But those gaffes have not been widely covered by the media, and he hasn't come under any kind of scrutiny. And as soon as he does, and as soon as he has to debate whoever the nominee is, be it Hillary or Barack Obama, he's going to have a very hard time because he has a tendency to give scripted answers. And these two individuals, Hillary and Barack, are pretty fast. I mean, they respond pretty quickly. So I predict that he's going to have a lot of trouble. I could be wrong, and it could turn out to be exactly the opposite.
Right.
But I think he's going to have a lot of problems.
Absolutely. Well, I just have one other thing to say. This will be my sixth. This will be the sixth general election that I'm voting in for the presidency, and it'll be just such an enormous disappointment if Obama isn't on the Democratic end receiving my vote. I will vote for whoever receives the nomination, but it'll be a disappointing vote if I have to vote for Hillary, and that's all I have to say. So
yeah, I'll vote for Hillary too, but will I be disappointed? Yes, I'll be disappointed as well.
Well, thanks a lot, Jay.
Okay, man, appreciate
it. All right, bye.
Let's go to Rose in Longmont. Rose, you're on AM 760.
Well, I hear a lot of complaining from people. I really feel like the black people are probably better than that minister. They're better off here in America than to be back where they would have been if they hadn't been.
Wait a minute. Are you making a case that people who were brought here, people's ancestors who were brought here in chains, involuntarily are in better shape? No, I'm just trying to get where you're coming from. I'm not trying to interrupt you.
I think they went through hell, a lot of them, but I think a lot of them were treated much better down the South than what we think.
Oh, really?
Oh, I know they were. I know that a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Listen, let me ask you something. What happened, and this didn't happen in the South, by the way, but what happened to Emmett Till?
They hung him, or he was killed.
Why did they hang him?
Probably the Ku Klux Klan.
They hung him because they suspected that he was looking at a white girl. I believe it did happen in the South. What about Jim Crow? Do you think that was like a really good thing?
You're bringing up a few instances when
a few
there
instances?
Was wrongdoing.
A few instances where that wrongdoing.
You don't think there was wide
wrongdoing against African Americans? How old are you? Like 16?
I think that they are better off, and I don't think they want to go back to Africa now. I know the history. I know the black history.
Well, how did they get here?
I'm part Cherokee.
How did African Americans' ancestors get here?
I know how they
did. They
got
well
here.
Then tell me how they got here.
They came. They were brought as slaves in chains.
Okay. And do you think that living in slavery? Do you think that having to sharecrop bad land? Do you think not having voting rights? Do you think going to substandard schools? Do you think that that's better? I mean, are you subscribing to the idea that, in other words, the poor here are better than the poor in third world countries?
Black men got the vote before white women did.
Oh, really? What
you know that?
Point to me when that was.
They was treated better than we were. Apparently, we had to get out and fight to get the boat.
Point to me when that was.
That was in the 1800s.
So in other words, things like poll taxes never existed.
There was a lot of good plantation owners who treated the black people well. And they are, if they don't like America... Oh, you're crazy. You're a nutty. I know you are. You're an agitator. That's what you are. You're a silly agitator. The black people was treated well most of the time. Some of the time they weren't. You're crazy. They should fire you. You're a radical. You're a radical radical. I'm going to hang up before I call you something else.
Oh, come on.
You're too damn radical to be on the radio.
Call me something else, would you please? Call me. Hello? Oh, okay. Lenora, in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I am Lenora.
Yeah.
And I write papers, and I am from Flint through Michigan. But one of my papers that I wrote, I have never published them, but I just like to write. We have to learn to live spiritual positive in a negative world. And I'm going to read you a few passages of it. Prejudice is an overworked word, but have we really begun to deal with it honestly? Note the conversation, casual conversation. Women drivers, women preachers, men, all men are conceited. Those people can't be trusted. Such attitudes carry over into many emotion-sustained opinions about racial, religion, and ethnic groups. It is good to know, to keep in mind, that there are always more difference within grouping than between them. One must evolve the tendency to make snap judgments and then to work to justify the first impression. How common it is to love and hate at first sight and then interpret seeing action as proof of evidence against. Take time to know people as persons. They're probably not up to your emotion love at first reaction, sight reaction, and they're probably not as bad as your don't like them reaction. You can never hate a person you really know. And you can't know a person you are seen through the haze of prejudice. You can live spiritual positive in a negative world. If you stop seeing the negative world through the old window, using the same old labels, speaking the same old cliches of prejudice, it is a good world. Seldom with much growing to do and with much darkness to be illuminated. But there is work for us to do, which we can do. We can instruct the world and all of our conscience so that our world of experience is fed by the steady flow of love, peace, justice, and honor. No one but you, I, myself, yourself, ourselves, can ever take us out of the flow of love because we can live spiritual positive in a negative world. And that's what I got to say, Mr. J.
All right, Lenora, I appreciate it. I appreciate you calling. I hope you'll call again.
Yeah, okay then.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Jack in Arvada. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good. I was listening, and you're talking about the white men are angry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, imagine this scenario. If the whites had been treated like the Jews were treated, the American Indians were treated, the Mexicans lost all of the territory, and the blacks. How do you think whites would feel? Very angry, perpetually angry, right?
No, they'd be furious.
They would be very, very angry for the rest of their lives. The problem with white America is that when you criticize some of the practices in America, people say you're unpatriotic or you're damning America. No, that's not true. I think Obama was very smart on that one. He condemned the discrimination practices in America. He didn't condemn the nation. You know, Jay, the more I look at this guy, Obama, the more I'm convinced that he is the right guy. I've been a Hillary backer for some time, But now this speech, I think, just puts me at the tipping point on Obama. I think he is brilliant. I think he's poised. I think he is, if we can get past all of these discrimination practices in the past and stop them there when we have this election, I think America will be a real winner.
Well, I agree. I think he's the right person for the job, but we'll have to see.
But you see, Jay, the
we'll
thing
have to
is,
see what happens.
Yeah, of course. But you see, Jay, the thing that happens in this country is that we have too many people who do really are misinformed. You know, they'll pick up things from Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and all that. And these people are programmed. These guys are chewing their food for the audience that they appeal to, okay? And so those people really, most of the time, in my judgment anyway, do not really do any research or listen with a critical ear or read between the lines. But they're just gullible. The other point that I wanted to tell you about, Jay, was the GOP in Colorado. You know, I used to be a GOP for many, many years. I used to be a Republican. I told them, go, you know, where? After all of the arrogance displayed by Owens and Tancredo and Andrews and Congreve and Pascal here in Arvada, this party is arrogant. It is totally arrogant. And if you control the whole party, the rest of the people are afraid to say anything. And if you look at that poll down there where Tancredo is from, you notice that the majority of people down there are not half as radical as Tancredo. They're more moderate and they're more centralist.
Well, I think you're right about that. And I think had he decided to keep running, I think there would come a time where a Democrat there would get closer and closer to him because...
It's possible this time.
He's going to retire. But he was doing a lousy job of representing the district, and I think people were beginning to understand that. Jack, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Sure.
All right. 9:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's get traffic with John.
A couple of late accidents you want to avoid for sure. First, a center lane crash northbound I-25 at Downing Street. This causing some delays in the Bridges area. Another on I-76 near Highway 2 up in between Brighton and Commerce City. Another thing to let you know about, the NCAA Regional Tournament is at the Pepsi Center today. Expect delays on Auraria, Spear Boulevard, and on I-25. The first game starts here around 10:30, so folks scrambling to make it for first tip-off. Today's forecast, mostly sunny skies and temperatures in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and cooler. Highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 51 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for Cine Snacks. It's the best part of a cinnamon roll in a warm, bite-sized...
This song is about innocence. It's a key of fabulous. Don't you know that you're innocent? Roll off the red carpet. It's the big award show. I'm on innocent entertainment because I gotta know what she was wearing, what she had lifted, which colors are blooming and which had drifted. Which a nile from rehab escaped, and to a charity daddy later donate. And who's adopting kids? Our nation's foreign. Whose movies are hit and whose is boring? I wanna be where the flashbulbs are going. I wanna be where the champagne's flowing. So I indulge my celebrity derangement with a daily dose of MSN entertainment.
For more information. Don't wait. Call 1-800-600-5920. That's 1-800-600-5920.
9:52, 52 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thanks for joining us. Rocky's Autos is sitting there waiting to hear from you. They've got their matching down incentive. They want to see your trade-in. They've got a wide variety of vehicles. Everything you can think of, cleanest late model pre-driven vehicles in all of Colorado. They've got luxury, they've got exotic, they've got practical, they've got work-related, they've got just about everything you can think of, plus over 100 employees who are dedicated to making your shopping experience a good one. How do I know? Because I've gone there And Mary and I have known them for 12 years. We send our friends there. We send our family there. Everybody walks away and feels like they got treated well and they got a good deal. It's a family-owned operation. Been that way since 1982. So the management the ownership is not sitting thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away, nor do they have 25 dealerships. They only have one, and they concentrate on this one. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and you can see what's going on with them at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, and check out the inventory. Rockies Autos, whatever it is you need, chances are they've got it. Plus, with the high cost of gasoline now, maybe you want something with better MPG. Think Rockies, because they've got the cars to cover what you're looking for. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Want to know the right time to take care of your Cadillac? With Oil Life Monitor, OnStar Vehicle Diagnostics, and a complete service schedule in your owner's manual, you'll never have to leave your driver's seat. And there's no better place for me to get an oil change, tire rotation, and Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection than from the Cadillac experts down the Goodwrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
See your Cadillac Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com. Diagnostic capabilities vary by model. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Goodwrench and go. We're keeping it simple.
Mm-mm, good. Campbell's Green Bean Casserole. Possibilities. A creamy family favorite. It always comes out right. Show them your festive side. Make something special tonight. It's so easy to prepare for when you've got the whole gang there. Mm-mm, good Campbell's Casserole.
Mm-mm, good.
Possibilities.
Get green bean casserole and other delicious recipes at CampbellsKitchen.com.
Voice. 9:55, 55 minutes away from the top of the hour here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. 5 minutes before the top of the hour. Breezy high today, 64. J. Marvin, thoroughly enjoyed being with you. Let's see if we can squeeze in some more phone calls before this is over with. Here's Bruce in Greeley. Bruce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I listened to the other caller, and I think you kind of jumped the gun on her. I kind of understand where she was coming from. I think she was poorly misinformed on a lot of things. However, on the issue of slavery in the South, let me tell you a little bit of my background. My family's from Greenwood, Mississippi. All right? I'm a little old, so I was young enough and old enough to march alongside Martin Luther King when he marched into Greenwood, Mississippi. All right? Greenwood, Mississippi is a site where a hotbed of KKK.
No, I'm real familiar with it. My wife is from New Albany.
Right. You know where I'm talking about then.
Yes, and I've been to Greenwood, too, by the way.
Yes, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Back then, there were a lot of KKK members, a lot of racial still is, all right? However, there are a lot of white people down there as well that advocate. They marched right alongside the blacks. They tried for civil rights. They fought for them. They marched with them, all right? And when you go back into the slavery time, there was just the same thing. They were good slavery owners.
But the idea that she was putting forward and the idea that African Americans were better off coming here and were better off being taken as slaves and put in chains and then have to live in that environment,
I understand.
And that was a better thing is and that, you know, that they hate America and that they should, you know, that, oh, I don't think they want to go back to Africa. That's ludicrous. That is absolutely ludicrous.
Of course it is, Jay. But, you know, when you look at what she was trying to
do. And it was funny.
Yes, it was. When you look at it from that point of view. But if you look at it from this point of view, my ancestors were Irish. They came over. They went through indentured slavery themselves. All right? Am I better off for being here? Most certainly. I'm proud to be an American. I'm glad my family went through that. I'm glad my ancestors went through that. I'm sorry that they had to. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, but the difference would be that nobody in their right mind, and I'm not accusing Rose of being crazy. She can call her anytime she wants, but nobody is going to make a case who's thought anything out that anybody going anywhere, regardless of who it is, that if they go there under chains and bondage and in circumstances where people die in ship holds and all of that, if you're going to try to make that case is not going to fly for anybody.
Anywhere.
Bruce,
no,
I got to run, man. I got to run. Thank you. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it. That's it for this morning. Where there's a will, there's a way, and you know that there's a frickin' way. We will be in the White House in 09. Trust me. Dr. Barrett's. If you want to eat apples and carrots, go see Dr. Barrett's. Rocky and Pulse readers know that's a reference to the Barrett's Bionic Teeth.
Newspaper readers know that they can now go high-tech and replace or anchor dentures with Barrett's Bionic Teeth. They're actually stronger than original teeth.
Banish ill-fitting and sometimes painful dentures by going to Barrett's. Thousands of Coloradoans now have Barrett's drop-dead gorgeous smiles. You know what, Doc? I'm terrified of dental visits.
Now, there's an understatement.
Yeah, he's right about that. I love the Barrett's Conscious Sedation Method. It really makes a difference. For me, going to Barrett's is really a lifestyle change. You feel confident when people see you because your Barrett's smile is exquisite. You're liberated from discomfort, and you can eat what you want when you want.
And Barrett's Dental offers extended payment plans to help you afford what you need.
See Dr. B for free computer smile imaging session and a consultation. You'll be shocked.
Spell it, brother.
B-A-R-O-T-Z. My dentist. Eat those apples and carrots.